This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. Ellie Taylor on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, it's Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder on FUBAR Radio. They've let us back. That was a surprise.
Incredible scenes. Yeah, I was expecting the pink slip in the mail. Do they do pink slips still?
What is a pink slip?
I think it's when you, it's like your P45, is it?
You mean there's a raffle ticket?
Yeah. It's like, you left your coat here, so here's the ticket for it. I don't know. Don't know what happened.
Anyway, we're back.
Morning.
It's lovely to be back. We're going to bring you today all the best showbiz news and gossip and just general chit chattery, really.
Yeah. Why are we so upbeat? Do you think it's because we're standing up?
I think yes. We're trying something new, but we're standing up. But I've put my microphone a bit low, so I've had to like spread my legs.
Sort of got like a Jagger stance.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm on tiptoes, and you're still taller than me.
I thought this would like energy up me.
Yeah.
Energy up me.
Yeah.
Energize. Some people would say
it's definitely affected your grammar.
Good.
Great start.
It is a great start. Thank you so much for joining us. We had a lovely time last week. We're very much looking forward to doing it all again.
Yeah, better, if anything, though, I would say.
Well, we can try.
Hey,
well,
shoot for the stars, hit the roof.
My mum listened last week.
She was on it.
She said she didn't like the music, but she thought we were doing a very good job.
I sent my dad all the details to listen. And I've had no feedback. So I'm assuming he enjoyed. Of course he bloody enjoyed it. He might have dropped me.
Oh, that's really embarrassing.
I'm going to have to look for a new dad. So
anyone, guys, tweet us at FUBAR Radio if you'd like to be Simon's new dad.
Yeah, not in a weird way, but just in a kind of like... maybe
not
just
creepy uncle. Nice.
Take me to a baseball game once in a while, you know? Let's share a soda pop. Wait, can my dad also be in Middle America?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Is that fine?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the internet age, right? We could do that.
So apart from your dad disowning you, what have you been up to this week, Simon Fielder?
I mean, while on the surface, it seems that I'm in great nature. Is that...
You're in fine fettle?
I'm in fine bloody fettle. actually, a bit furious else.
Why?
I've had a shopping nightmare.
What kind of clothes?
Well, we can get onto the clothes next.
Oh, okay.
Groceries. Yeah, let's get into the meatus of this early.
What's happened?
I ordered some online shopping from a popular online shopping retailer.
Right.
On Monday, to be delivered on Tuesday. What day is it today?
It's Thursday, Simon. It's when we do our show.
The shopping's not here yet. The shopping's not here yet! Where's my shopping? That sushi is going to be so off.
That is a long time to wait for it.
Oh, I've been just run around the houses. They were meant to deliver it Tuesday morning. It was late. They didn't tell me. Then I had to go out. They were going to try and re-deliver it. I couldn't. They delivered. It was meant to come between 9 and 10 on Tuesday. 8:30 p.m. The guy turns up. He's only got half my shopping.
Oh, what an idiot.
Where's the rest of it? And then they said they were going to deliver it yesterday. They rang me and were like, it'll be with you in 40 minutes. I'm like, well, that's mental. I'm not even in my house. What are you doing? Meant to come this morning. Still didn't come this morning.
This is a shocker.
I'm not
happy
about
it. Life is hard for you at the minute, Simon. How are you coping?
Oh, God, it's so annoying when your online groceries don't get delivered to your door on time, isn't it, guys?
You know, I had a really bad thing the other day. I went in Hampstead and I went to a little cafe and I had some quiche. And it was really bad quiche, guys. You can't even get good quiche in Hampstead.
Between this and you not being able to find your hair clip at the beginning of the show, I don't know how we're even on air.
But I've lost my crocodile clip and I don't have a bouffe.
What is a bouffe?
A bouffe is a bit of height, a bit of volume.
Oh, I see. A bouffant.
A bouffant.
I thought it was like the name of some sort of apparatus.
No, it's just a
yeah, I know what a bouffant is.
You're learning so much about women doing this show, aren't you?
I mean, I think this show is going to be what gets me a wife.
Do you want an actual wife? You don't
even
want a girlfriend?
I mean,
I
don't know what. Let's baby steps.
Have you seen the ancient film Seven Brides for Seven Brothers?
No, I haven't, actually.
It's really good. What happens is seven brothers basically kidnap seven women. But it's a musical, so it's all jolly and good fun.
Should I be learning from this?
Yeah, just go and grab someone.
Oh, okay,
cool. Literally, they go to the houses and put blankets over their heads and then ride them back to their ranch. And then there's an avalanche, so they can't get back through, so the women are stuck with them.
But as long as it's like in a good-natured singing way,
it'll
be
fine. Oh, it's all great. They all get married.
I put her in the basement. Yeah. Like that's...
Stop screaming so loud! it's a really happy ending.
Okay.
That's where I get all my dating tips from.
That's me and Elle's... Panto auditions taken care of. Anyone's listening. We're probably both available over the Christmas period.
So you've had Tesco issues. Anything else? Oh, I said the word! Oh! You've had online supermarket issues.
Yeah. That's been a pain in the pants.
Anything else? I had a pain in the pants yesterday, kind of.
Whoa.
What a segue.
Whoa.
What a segue. I'd been wearing a pair of tights all day, mm-hmm. as you do, Simon, I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yeah, yeah, no, I do in the
had
summer.
Had a bit of an itchy
just
foot.
Holds it
couldn't
in,
quite
it?
Work out why. Took the tights off. I'd been walking around with a Post-it inside my tights the whole day.
What?
Yeah.
What did it say on it? It removed from tights.
Yeah. It was a bit, I think it had some of my set on it.
Did it?
Yeah. So I don't know if it might be a thing now. I'm just going to put a different stationery. What stationery have I got?
That's how you'll like remember it. It's like tying a knot in your handkerchief. It's like the modern version of that. Jot it on a Post-it, pop it in your leggings.
You do never. My friend used to work in a clothes shop, and a woman came in to bring back some leggings that she'd bought. Mm. And she returned them and was like, oh, I want to change these. And then my friend had to do the return, but then had to pull the lady's knickers out of the leggings.
Oh, no. Come on.
Literally, I think those are yours.
Think. Sorry, are these your? They are my son's. What?
Oh, yeah. Legging banter.
Wow, a lot of legging banter early on, isn't it?
I had a really nice weekend, though. I had no gigs. I had the weekend off and I spent the time pottering it. I went to the pub, read the papers by myself, had a beer. I told my boyfriend afterwards and he said, wow. You've lived your weekend like you're a retired man.
That is incredible.
It was really nice.
Which did you go to a Hampstead pub?
Yeah, I went to the Garden Gate in Hampstead.
Very
had a pint
nice.
Because they serve Fruly strawberry beer. It's Belgian.
Oh, why didn't I get a text message? I would have loved to come and get involved in that. We've already spent too much time together.
We only do this stuff on air.
Sure.
I'm not interested
in that. Well, you say
it.
That, but last night we did a gig together.
That was good fun, wasn't it, that gig?
You're not a very good actress, are you?
Oh, sometimes gigs are tricky.
It was a difficult one, wasn't it?
It was. They didn't like anyone.
It's very difficult to kind of explain why it was difficult without just sounding like we're being all hoity.
Yeah.
But imagine like you're doing jokes that you know are good, that you've done before, and the reaction is...
Not even that, to be honest.
Not even. Like the opposite, like a vacuum. Like, it was tricky, wasn't it?
It was tricky.
But if anything, the audience were consistent in that they gave no one anything for the entire duration of the gig. Thankfully, Muggins here was emceeing, so I only had to go on about five times and put all my favourite jokes to rest.
I did some very interesting new material about squirty cream, didn't I?
I'd love to workshop that now on air.
Oh, what it was. I don't think I can even bear to say it again. It was awful. But sometimes you have to say these things out loud. Yeah.
It's good banter for this.
Is it?
Well, let's see now, because we'll get nothing for it anyway. So the default is no response.
Oh, my goodness.
Please tell the story to our listeners.
Well, no, it wasn't even a joke. It's just something that I saw happen, which I thought was amusing, but hadn't actually formulated into anything at all funny. Not most of my set, to be honest. It was just a guy. It was having a chat outside Tesco's or Sainsbury's or any supermarket. Not necessarily
any
the one that
the
hasn't
popular
been,
yeah. supermarkets that do delivery.
And he was having a chat to his mate, and he bought some squirty cream, and he was just having a conversation. And what he was doing was squirting loads of cream into his hand, like his other palm, and then licking it off the palm and then continuing the conversation. Which I just thought was a really odd... Like, you just squirt it into your mouth. I don't know why... If he thought putting it in his hand made it politer.
Yeah.
So well,
there's two. There's two
public.
Issues here, right? One is... What's he... He's just chatting to his mate. Like, yeah, and so basically, she said she's going to have to leave me.
Yeah.
The kids are going to probably go to their grandparents. That's
weird. I know.
The second thing is the way you, in a very cavalier way, you just went, well, obviously when you eat squirty cream from the can, you just spray it directly into your mouth.
Well, of course. Everyone knows that, right?
Yeah. Is that something you do regularly?
I don't buy it, but if it was, yeah.
If absolutely. It's available?
I basically I don't see the need of plates and stuff. If in doubt, just dive straight into the utensil.
Sure. And also, of course, if you don't shake the squirty cream up properly, you just can squirt the gas directly into your mouth, can't you? And
that's
huff
always
that.
Good fun.
Yeah.
So, is that the verb, to huff?
I'm going to say it is, yeah. You can huff glue.
Can you?
Yeah.
I've never huffed glue.
Well, don't. I mean, it's very bad for you.
Oh, okay, I won't then.
Let's not recommend that. Okay, it's obviously an awful thing to do.
I think not huffing glue is a good place to leave this chat and to go into some music.
Okay, maybe some sort of rave music that casts images of drug taking and dancing.
Okay, how about The Prodigy, Out of Space?
Yes!
Done. Whoa, abrupt end there to The Prodigy.
What happened there?
It just stopped. The track just stopped.
What is happening?
That stopped your little rave right in its motion.
I was deep into my rave dance.
I quite enjoyed that.
What's happened is, since the chairs have gone, We've really freed up.
Yeah, we're standing up. We're feeling like...
We were dancing to Dog Tanyan before the show started.
That's definitely coming back.
I was trying to do the Leroy dance out of that video or Everybody in the Place.
I just ignored you when you did that because I got a bit awkward because I didn't know
I went to a really dark place for a while. What's happening with you below the waistline? For P.S. I've just felt like your dancing looked freer. It was like there was no friction.
All right, guys. What happened is I shaved my legs for the first time in a month and it was quite amazing.
Can you put one on the table?
My leg?
Yeah.
Or the hair? I haven't got a bag
Well,
of
there's
it,
no
it.
Hair, right? Let's see them.
I haven't done it for a few days now.
Oh. Can I do the sandpaper test?
Well, yeah.
This is happening live on air.
Oh, I'm going to break the desk. It's still a bit stubbly.
It's all right.
You're
it's
grimacing. All right.
I did do a grimace because I was sort of tensing because I thought it was going to like cut my finger.
No.
But... It looks fine.
It's all right, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I like your socks as well. Thank Got you, skulls but... on them.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Good look. You are rock and roll. That's what people always say, isn't it?
I mean, this is what the listeners want to know about, whether I've shaved my legs or not. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, Simon. Let's get back to Tesco chat, I think.
Okay,
right
let me just check the checklist. online groceries and leg shaving, done. Very little more to get through in the show. Tough stuff.
I've got some chat about Rivita, so, you know, bring
Ooh,
it on.
Save it. Save
I mean,
it.
If you want to save us and get in touch with anything interesting, have you seen
anything?
Literally anything. Have you seen any good celebrities lately? Have you had an encounter? Have you got a good claim to fame? We'd love to hear from you. Tweet
love
us
those,
at FUBAR Radio or go into the app and you can do it all directly through there, can't you?
Mega app it up, yeah.
Fancy
if you're listening online, download the app, press the little button. And it lets you email, lets you tweet. I don't know what else. Can
Probably
you send
your
us
online
a
shopping.
Snapchat of your boobies? Is that possible?
Let's try.
Yeah, send us a Snapchat of your boobs and or tallywhacker. I just enjoy saying it too much.
You really did, didn't you?
I really got into it.
Bearing in mind, you can say anything on this radio station.
Yeah.
You just felt like really naughty saying
But because it feels like the morning, I don't want to get too swearsy early. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my lordy. Anyway, what we need to do is a celebrity catch up of all the celebrity goss that's happened this week.
Ah, yes, please. I'd love a rundown.
Well, Rebecca Adlington had her nose did.
Wow.
Did you see that in the papers?
I have not seen the pictures actually. I'm gonna try and find it.
It's
right
become
now.
Quite a big thing, and I feel a bit. Well, I do feel sorry for her because it was obviously a very personal decision to have it done. But now there's all sort of people like comment pages saying that she shouldn't have had it done and how I don't know. I think people are just shocked that an Olympic amazing sportswoman and hero feels the pressure to have something
it's
like that
It's a tough
done.
One, isn't it? Because
it
it's
is.
Like,
I think
she
it's
is a role model and stuff, but also she is the butt of probably a lot of unpleasant jokes about it. And I imagine she has been all her life.
Yeah.
And now she's under the microscope of, you know, the world and the press.
And that shouldn't be what we're talking about her.
No,
about,
it shouldn't.
You know.
But if it makes her feel better.
I know, and that's what I think. It's a tricky one.
It is tricky because you don't want to kind of send out the message that like, well, you know, if you're not happy with it, just get plastic surgery.
My housemate watched that programme. It was on BBC Three and it was about, I think it was like women in Brazil who go through loads of cosmetic surgery to become these beauty queens and they get out of these awful favelas and stuff. And she took away, the message she took away from that show was that she wants to get a nose job. And I was like, I don't think that's what this that gritty documentary
Classic
is meant to
Classic BBC
make
Three,
think.
Heavy-handed.
Oh, no. I know.
You,
have you ever thought about a nose job?
No.
Oh.
No,
okay.
I haven't.
That's
what
interesting.
Are you? This is me in profile. Does it look all right?
It's quite big.
What?
What? No, it is perfect. You know, for your face, it's perfect for a man.
Right. What so, do you? Oh, you've now. See, so you
I've
started.
Got,
it
I've
now.
Got quite an interesting nose.
Let's see you in profile.
Well, I don't need profile. I have a bum on the end of my nose.
Oh, you do have a little bit, don't you?
Like people have bum chin. I have bum nose.
You've got quite big nose drills.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I've got a really big nose.
Can I try and throw a pen into them from here?
No. I mean, I think I need them sometimes.
No, yeah, you should. I'll only get it in one.
I used to be called bum nose at school.
Did you?
Yeah.
I've got a bum chin.
Together, we would have really bummy children.
Well, we could fight bum crime.
What?
We just, like, you know, charge around Soho, just karateing up anything. And Hampstead Heath. We didn't talk about that. We talked about that on one of the non-broadcast shows.
Oh, we did. Bum crime in Hampstead
Where there was a lot of bum crime on Hampstead Heath. Or there's different types of bum crime,
Well, yeah,
there?
Someone told me that on Hampstead Heath.
Someone told you.
A real-life gay man told me that on Hampstead Heath, as we all know, it's where some gay men like to congregate to get a bit fruity. But there's like proper sections within Hampstead Heath
fruity
where you go for different things. Like, oh, that's the fetish section. Oh, that's the, I don't know, What other things
what
do
other
you
things
do?
To gay men do
that's
on the heath?
The kissing.
There's holding
that's
hands.
The holding hand section.
There's ankles.
So it's like a proper, it's proper sort of designated areas.
Yeah, that's incredible. I love knowledge like that.
Let's go and see.
It's really niche knowledge.
Let's create a map of Hampstead Heath.
Yes. That would be good, wouldn't it? Like a map of the London boroughs, but it's just the heath and there's like a legend and it's colour-coded for each.
Here be dragons. Here be wanking.
Oh, I want to go to Here Be Wanking.
Oh, Harry Styles has had a new tattoo.
Wow.
Not on Hampstead Heath.
How on earth did I not hear about this?
I know.
It wasn't on the BBC News at 10.
Really?
I'm still Googling Rebecca Adlinkin and I couldn't find a picture of her.
Slow Wi-Fi,
new nose.
Isn't it?
Sorry.
Yeah, next. Harry Styles has had a new tattoo of a heart on his bicep, but a heart as in like an actual anatomical heart
okay.
on his bicep.
Wow.
Well, have you got tats?
Negatory on the tattoo miss.
I haven't got any either.
Here's my thing with tats. I like them. I like the look of them. I think it would suit my image to have some. Okay, well, that's backfired, isn't it? What?
Sorry, your image, that of a 14-year-old boy, I didn't realise that.
I mean, if we're going to go there, come on, it's so early. You're the rock and roll one, remember?
Yeah.
From earlier, with what? The skull socks.
Oh, yeah, skull socks.
Is it? I feel like I've slightly upscaled it from 14-year-old boy.
15-year-old boy?
Wow. Okay, so basically, I like the idea of getting a tattoo. However, I'm very fickle and I worry that there's nothing that I like that in 5 years' time I think I'll still be like, yeah, brilliant.
You really like sushi because you've had it 2 weeks in a row. Mm. You can get some sushi.
I probably still will like sushi in 5 years' time. And hopefully when I'm older, maybe I could just get a tattoo of some teriyaki salmon. I couldn't think of a good sushi.
We've both got sushi today,
My worry is that I'm just going to be like, get something that I think is cool. Or if I'd done it in the past, and then I'll be like 60, and I'll be like having to explain to my grandkids who Papa Roach are. And why they're like across my shoulders riding an eagle.
To be honest, you probably have to explain who Papa Roach are to
me. To you right now.
You know who knows who Papa Roach are?
Who?
Segway. Jared Leto!
Oh! Hey, you've done secret news research that isn't on my script.
Yeah,
this is good. I like the surprises.
Oh, do you?
And I like Jared Leto, ovs.
Well, anyone would suggest that we've vaguely got a script, which makes this sound much more organised than it is.
I think Jared Leto's the perfect middle ground between you and I, because you love him for My So-Called Life and Fight Club and being all hot.
Right.
And I like him because he's in a cool rock band.
Well, he's also going to the Oscars this week.
Okay.
And then, the Oscars are on Sunday.
Ooh.
And he is taking as his date his mama.
Nice.
How cute is that?
That's the classic move, isn't it?
Would you take your mum? I've never taken... what have I taken my mum to?
I'd love to, yeah.
My mum would be really funny at that. We'll talk to her later about the Oscars if you want.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting GT on.
If I got invited to the Oscars... Well, maybe not the first time I got invited to the Oscars, but...
Not the first time.
You know, when I'm, like, up for my third or fourth nom, I might, yeah, I'd take my mum or my dad.
I'm definitely going to the Oscars one day.
How many invites do you get? You probably just get a plus one, don't you?
I think just a plus one.
That's a tough one.
There are all
it?
These Hollywood starlets now in Hollywood just not eating until Sunday.
That's awful.
That is probably what it will be like, though.
They're probably all getting sushi tattoos.
I've read features in the Daily Mail female section where a journalist does that for like 7 days to prepare.
Why?
They do it every year, and I enjoy it every year.
This is bad. This is sending out the bad signals.
What about, because I read the Daily Mail female section.
Well,
only
I mean,
ironically, guys.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, weird.
I would love to. I will go to the Oscars one day. Maybe you can be my date.
Yes.
There's no way you'd ever be
not
my date.
Not a chance.
No way.
Thanks very much.
Robin Thicke, him of Blurred Lines. Mm. Him and his wife have split.
Oh, no. Why? It's too much twerkage.
Probably, yeah, because he's a bit of a...
He's twerked his dick off.
I don't really feel him.
He's an odd
like
one,
his
isn't
video.
He?
I think he's got evil eyes.
I don't know a lot about him apart from Blurred Lines. But he's obviously been around for a while, hasn't
he?
What's he been up to?
Just trying to make music.
Just trying to make
subjugate
music.
Subjugate women in his videos is what he's bloody doing.
Wow. Turns out maybe the Daily Mail female section has not rubbed off on you too much.
Thank you.
Good. Still a bit of feminism coming through there.
I've got loads of feminism.
Somebody on this bloody show has to fly the flag, don't they?
I've got shitloads of feminism.
For all the birds.
Yeah. Getting my hair done later. So.
This is how professional done, Ellie actually, was when we were having a little meeting earlier, prepping the show. Okay, I will preface it by saying that I took a phone call, but it was from Tesco and I was very passive aggressive to them on the phone. But then, halfway through us talking with the boss of the station about how everything's going, suddenly there's a little, hello, I was wondering if I could just make an appointment to get my hair blow dried. What? When did that? How did that happen? We look away for 1 second and you're on the phone to bloody Vidal Sassoon.
Right, I have to. It's not Vidal Sassoon. No. I have to get it done because I need to, and I hadn't made an appointment. I couldn't do it in the middle of the show.
No. Or before the show.
Well, no, I had things to do this morning.
No, you're right. You were Googling JL, Jared Leto.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other dude from One Direction. Oh, there was another One Direction story. One of the guys from One Direction is on the reserve team for Doncaster Rovers.
Only for one game. I heard about this.
That is incredible.
Yeah, so all these young girls went down to watch Doncaster Rovers.
Is it like a massive publicity boost for...
It's a charity.
Donny Rovers!
Yeah, maybe. I think it's just a charity thing that he did. But it's nice.
Okay. I thought he was like actually on the team. No. On the squad,
but
on the bench.
Were you there at the Doncaster Rovers game?
Ovs.
Let us know. We want to...
I thought you were asking me. Yeah, I'm there every week.
No, not
what
you.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking to the listeners.
Get up, Donny Dome.
It's got one of the highest pregnancy rates, I think.
Big, quite a lot of AIDS up there as well.
Oh,
no, there was a bouncer once that went around blasting AIDS everywhere. That's a true story. No, I'm not having a go at Donny. I've been to Donny.
Oh, God.
One of my friends is from
blasting
there.
I've
spent Christmas in Doncaster once.
Not with that bouncer, I hope.
It's a long story. We'll get into it in an hour or two.
Good lordy. Save us from this. If you have bumped into a celebrity of late, seen anyone, got a claim to fame, please get in contact with us at FUBAR Radio or email ellie@fubarradio.com.
Hey, what about celebrity sound-alikes?
Oh, yeah, all of that.
Can we do that?
Yeah?
Yeah. There's been no good impressions yet this show.
Wait, I'm sure they will come.
They'll come.
Organically.
Yeah, let's not force you to do a Robin Thicke impression. Go.
Oh, hey, bitches. You're such a bitch. I'm going to blow smoke in your face.
Mm. Is that Mr. T?
Yeah, it also sounds a bit like Kanye West as well. Any American man
getting
is
on
the
a
same.
Plane. Very strange.
Time for some Paramore?
Yes,
this
please.
This is one of yours, right?
Oh,
this one of your
Hey, if you didn't listen last week, there's a running theme throughout the show, a little feature that I like to call Educating Ellie, whereby I open the annals. I open my annals.
Careful. Do that in Hampstead.
There we go. There's a part of Hampstead Heath where you can just listen to my music. It's disgusting. I try to get Ellie into some different stuff that's not sort of pop cheese stuff, but I've really pushed the boat out with this one because Paramore are a rock band, but their new album has got a lot of very poppy stuff, and this is one of those tracks. It's their new single. It's called Ain't It Fun. You're going to have to like this one, Els.
Well, I like Paramore because they did... I came to know them because they did a song on one of the Twilight films.
Great, great
which
song.
Which is a really good song.
Yeah.
And that's how I... That's how
oh,
I
well, that's
it.
Quite a rocky song as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, quite
so
like
this,
that.
Oh, no. Maybe you won't like the pop direction they've taken.
Oh, dear.
Everything to play for.
They've lost all their integrity. Okay,
oh, good Lord.
Let's give it a shot.
It's a good tune. I think we're going to dance around without our chairs.
Simon.
Ain't It Fun?
I liked it.
This is incredible.
I also knew it as well. I'd heard that before.
Wow. That either means that Paramore are getting played more on bigger commercial radio stations, or maybe I haven't given you enough credit.
I like a bit of rock sometimes.
Well, a little bit more coming up later in the show to test that.
It's Hayley Williams, isn't it? That's the lead singer.
What? Wow.
She's done quite a few collabs with other people, hasn't she?
She has, yeah.
She's really cool. I would like to be her.
She was on that B.O.B. track a few years ago. She's on a recent sort of dance track as well. It's probably been playlisted on some of the more, teen-oriented stations.
I reckon she'd really like my socks with skulls on.
Yeah, she'd be well into them.
We'd probably be better.
Can we get Hayley on the show? Hayley, if you're listening, shout
FUBAR in. Radio, ellie@fubarradio.com.
She's not single, unfortunately.
Oh, really? Yeah, is she like one of your ideals?
No, she just seems cool.
Yeah, she does. She would. She
also,
would
rip I find girls that can sing very attractive.
I'm a really good singer. I played Nancy in Oliver at school.
Wow. I played a mouse in The Tailor of Gloucester.
Did you have to sing?
Which is a real thing. Yeah. Well, I did it earlier, remember?
Do it.
The Tailor of Gloucester. La, 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 la. I don't know how else. I was about seven. I don't remember.
Hope we got the rights to play that.
No, it's fine. I've been in like Blood Brothers and stuff as well. Don't worry about that.
Oh, some serious
theatre.
Yeah,
some like proper theatre. So, there's been an email, Sitch.
Yeah?
If you were listening before the Paramore interval, you might remember that I dropped a little bombshell about Doncaster.
I don't even know how we got onto that subject, but yes.
Particular problem with the old AIDS. I've had an email from Stephen that just says, how weird to tune into FUBAR Radio for the first time ever and you're blasting my hometown. He probably said blasting. I best inform you, our AIDS rate has dropped since the 90s, but our teen pregnancy rate remains strong as an ox. Thank you, Stephen. I assume Stephen's in Doncaster now, or at least is from there.
Stephen, that is my favourite thing I've read.
Thanks very much for getting. If you're listening in, Donny, do get in touch with more facts.
Maybe you are a teenage girl who is pregnant.
It's not Jeremy Kyle.
No,
let's not take it there.
That is an amazing thing.
Yeah, thank God. I'm glad to hear the AIDS rate's gone down.
Good. Yeah, me too.
Let's head back up.
Donny's on its way up.
Head back up. Maybe see what's happening in the Donny area.
We're mimicking each other's body language.
That's weird, isn't it? It's like we're on a first date. I think it's going really well. We're mirroring.
We're talking quite a lot, though, on the date.
I know, but it's sort of nerves, isn't it?
I think it would be better after a few vodkas.
I've already drunk half a bottle of gin. Should I have done that?
I just had some quavers. You didn't tell me.
I might start crying quite soon.
Okay. Does gin make you cry?
Melancholy, isn't it? Traditionally.
Yeah. But not everyone does.
I know. I mean, I just cry after I've had any alcohol.
Okay, you just cry in general.
I cry at about 1:30 most days after I've had my first few drinks.
We should probably finish our roundup of celeb stuff.
Celeb news.
Celeb. Because Glasto is the lineup has been, well, bits of it have been announced.
Some new big hitters.
Apparently.
Well, that's almost a bad pun, isn't it? A couple of big hitters are going to be making their way there.
What?
I'm talking about boobs.
Oh, right. Simon's talking about boobs because Dolly Parton's. You just ruined that. But yeah. Dolly Parton's there.
Dolly Parton is at Glastonbury.
I love Dolly Parton a lot. I think she's one of the best songwriters ever.
Okay.
I love her.
Tell me some more facts about Dolly Parton, because I don't know anything
apart
from
American.
Her general working hours.
Yeah.
Are... okay.
Yeah, she's American.
Mm-hmm. Good start. Didn't know that. No, I thought she was from Doncaster.
No, she's not. She's got a husband who is a recluse, and if they have photos taken together, he wears a paper bag on his head. I might have made the last bit up and just got confused with Shia LaBeouf.
She's married to Shia LaBeouf. Oh my God,
quick,
that guy.
Get Tim from Holy Moly on the phone.
Oh, we are breaking all the news.
I know he's a recluse for sure.
Wow.
And she's got a theme park called Dollywood, which
I did know that.
I will definitely go there. We'll probably do an outside broadcast from her one day.
Oh God, as soon as this show takes off and we get to do an OB from... All that, we could do one of those, like we get an RV, we drive across America, we visit all the sort of kitsch places like that. We go to Graceland, we go to Dollywood, we go to the Bunny Ranch in...
What's the... is that...
Las Vegas.
What's the Bunny Ranch? Playboy bunnies?
Whores.
Oh, right.
No, it's legit though, it's legit. It's all above board. Legalized prostitution.
Is it your favourite kind of prostitution?
Really dark, really dark.
Oh, well,
I don't know how I'd feel about it.
Oh, this has gone LBC, isn't it?
Took a turn, didn't it?
It really did. We've had
teen pregnancy and prostitution.
Good God.
Let's get some fluffy celeb news, quick.
Katy Perry and John Mayer have broken up, apparently.
Oh, no.
I know, right?
First things first, didn't even know they were going out.
They were going out for quite a long time now.
Second thing second, bloody John Mayer is a player, isn't he?
He gets around, doesn't he?
John Player, more like.
Oh, Simon.
Am I right? Am I right, sub-editors?
This standing up is really working for you.
I think we've taken it to a new level.
The intellectual stuff that is flying around here.
I'll say this much about John Mayer. I really like his first album.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it wasn't his first album. I think it was maybe his second album. Room for Squares. The one with all the all the hits on it.
Right.
Your body is a wonderland.
Oh, yeah.
That was Nelson Mandela. all that sort of thing. Second thing, I saw him hanging out with Rob Dyrdek.
Who's that?
He's a skateboarder who has got an MTV show. Called Fantasy Factory.
So you are a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah. But they hung out for a day and just like shooting the shit, having fun. And do you know what? John Mayer seems like a pretty good egg. Got a good sense of humour, good lad.
I get the feeling that he's a bit of an idiot.
He's just very tall.
Oh, is he?
Perfect for you.
Oh, well, in that case, who cares if he's an idiot?
He'd be able to kiss you on the mouth.
Oh, is that where you're going to do it?
Mm.
Ah.
Well, I suppose you're used to it sort of just coming in around the sort of...
Navel.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, one
like
in
so
every
many
port.
School discos, yes.
Oh, God.
okay. So
that's sad news.
That
Why
is quite sad.
Why can't either of them hold down a relish?
Because they are performers and have very weird senses of self-worth.
Is that why your boyfriend's not a performer? Well, not why he's not, but do you think that's a better glue?
Well, yeah, because this has gone serious again. But I started going out with him, my boyfriend, before I started doing showy offy stuff. I had a normal grown-up job.
Just when you were being like a model and working in PR and that, yeah?
No, I wasn't. No, I was working in marketing and doing events and like lots of spreadsheets. And, you need a pen branded? Give it to me. Stop coughing.
Sorry. I'm doing it off mic.
Yeah, but you can still hear it.
Can you?
Well, I can.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and then we got together and then I became a monster.
Interesting thing that, though, isn't it? That when people who are in I want to say showbiz, but, you know, entertainers and show-offy people.
Yeah.
When they go out with other entertainers and show-offy people, that's, does it always work? Is that why it doesn't work? Because some of those people, you know, someone who's, a lot of people who say got a partner from before they got successful, like someone like Gervais, perhaps.
Mm.
He's been with the same lady for evs since...
Tim Minchin.
Oh,
I was
yeah?
reading about, yeah, he's been with his girlfriend, his wife for years and years and years. They've been married for years.
But there are a lot of celebrity couples that are together, I suppose. We need a spreadsheet, really. Can you tap into your old skills?
Yep, no problem.
Put together, what are the percentages of celebs that say together, should I go out with an actress or a doctor?
Doctor.
Yeah, I know, I would prefer that.
Absolutely.
Because also I could be like, can you, what is that? Should that be there?
No.
Is that,
always
should that
no.
bend that way?
Why
is it weeping?
Stop hanging out on Hampstead Heath so much.
Oh, no.
All Saints are back. They're reforming.
Wow.
I thought they already did that, to be
I
honest.
Never, ever thought that would happen.
Oh.
Standing up. Standing up.
Yeah, they're back.
Wow.
But they were really good. Like, Shaznay was a really good songwriter. I don't know what ever happened to her. Like, maybe she's been doing loads of producing and stuff. That's what they do, isn't
it? I saw a picture of them getting back together yesterday, and I went, where's Louise? That's the mistake I made.
Right.
Mm.
No, wrong one.
No.
Although Eternal are back because they're doing the big reunion.
Sure. But All Saints
yep.
supporting Backstreet Boys.
Shut the front door.
That's why they're back together.
That would be amazing.
They're supporting Backstreet Boys on their mega arena tour. Everybody. Yeah.
I saw All Saints at the 95.8 Capital FM extravaganza.
Perfect.
In about 1999.
Were
I
they
think.
Good?
I don't know. There was a lot of sort of baggy trousers.
Of course.
And vest tops.
Yeah. Classic. The classic look of the era. BWTs. Baggy white trousers.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the boy bands got decked out.
Do you know All Saints are a boy band? Don't
what?
You? Yeah.
I thought they all... It was that shop. They've got a shop and it's all full of those sewing machines. And they just come out once a day and they perform. Is that not it? If you've got any alterations that you need doing. I need the hem taken up on this. You take it to
the
that.
The Appleton sisters.
Yes. With all the singers.
Some, yeah.
They are. They're singers, right? That's what...
Sing.
It's a joke singers, about sewing machines.
Sewing machines.
So many levels this is not
Guys,
working on.
Hello.
Hello. Is literally anyone listening?
I reckon we've lost Stephen in Doncaster. He's
oh,
gone.
Oh, no.
So if you have got any news that you want to tell us, maybe you know some celeb stories that we don't. I mean, we've done quite a lot of work looking at Heatworld and Daily Mail Online.
I think I have to read out
oh, yeah,
this message.
Do. Yeah.
Because I think you're going to love it and hate it. It's from Kim in Gateshead.
Right.
She says... This show is like Friends, with a capital F, the TV series. So much will they, won't they, between you two. Lol. Kiss, 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 kiss.
Yeah, she's lolling because she knows that's a ridiculous thing to say.
Whoa. Hold your ruddy horses.
Will they, won't they? They won't. They
well,
won't.
They won't because she's got a boyf, but you know.
And I'm not attracted to 14-year-old boys.
Ooh, well, I'm not attracted to strong women.
If you are a weak-willed woman, please tweet in at FUBAR Radio.
Emo kids, get in touch. Love to get off with you by the end of the show.
Next up, we're going to be talking about claims to fame and, well, all sorts, really, if you've bumped into a celeb.
We've
recently.
Had a feature-packed celeb-bumping week, haven't we?
Yeah, I've got to tell you mine.
Yeah.
Because I don't know yours.
Oh!
Will they, won't they? Oh! Let's get some sleigh bells and real.
Well, that's delivered in a way that says... No idea what this is.
Exactly that.
No idea. I don't either.
Yeah, but let's enjoy it.
FUBAR Radio.
Hello there. It's Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder on FUBAR Radio.
How the devil are you?
I'm all right, actually. Thanks, Si.
Not you, the listeners.
They can't answer.
What?
That's how radio works.
I don't understand media.
That was sleigh bells and real.
I actually quite liked
That's
it.
That's quite nice.
And it did feature some sort of clanging bell type stuff
quite
as well.
Christmassy in a way.
Yeah, I mean, the name is, for sure. Unless, I suppose, you live in Scandinavia or something, where they just use them instead of cars. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before that bit of song,
yeah.
We were asking you if you had claims to fame,
mm-hmm.
If you had a celebrity encounter, and we've got Daffeth on the line.
Yeah, we're going straight in with the D-Town.
I think so.
Do you want to preface it with any of your spots from this week?
No.
Daffer that is.
We'll do that later.
Daffer that is. Hello.
I think we're there. Sorry, I was getting
Hello.
Pointed at with weird directions.
You went
about what
silent
to
for
I
a
totally
second
did.
There. It was very
There's
weird.
Quite a lot of buttons, Daffer. I'm very sorry.
No problem.
It's like launching a space shuttle in here. It's unbelievable.
So, Daffer, are you from real life Wales?
I'm from Wales, but I'm living in Westminster. Well, Harrow, University of Westminster.
Dafydd. Oh, nice.
Somebody told me that Wales was fictional. Can you confirm it does exist?
Some people think this is true, but unfortunately it's not.
Quick question. What's the story with the dragons? Where are they?
So our red dragon killed your English white dragon many, many years ago in a fable, and that's why we have the dragon and you don't.
And now, if you don't pay the toll on the bridge going in, do they release the Kraken?
Yeah.
They do. Okay, that's fine. It's worth paying the £6 just for safety, isn't it?
Okay, because I'm going to Cardiff this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
But I think because I've spoken to Dafydd, I'm going to be safe.
Can you give Ellie any good sort of Wales tips so that she can blend in Cardiff?
Yes. Don't
I mean, she'll be
glam
doddering about in heels probably on Saturday night, so she'll blend in quite well.
Yeah, easy. The first time I ever went to Wales, I arrived at Cardiff Station, and genuinely the first person I saw was a man on a stag do dressed up as a giant penis in an inflatable penis costume.
Wow.
And that's basically what Cardiff was like.
That's the standard in Wales.
Fingers crossed this weekend can deliver something to match that.
Probably bloody Charlotte Church in there, wasn't it? Charlotte Church. Anyone remember Charlotte?
Hello? Nothing.
Tissues and Issues. Great album.
We've got Dafydd on the line.
For a reason.
Not just to patronise about Wales.
Yes. We did that quite well, though.
Yeah, I think so. He's good natured.
We've got Dafydd on the phone because he has a claim to fame that he is going to awe us with. We're going to be inspired and both uplifted as well. Dafydd, over to you.
Okay, so my claim to fame is I called Ray Winston a C word for not giving me a cigarette outside a pub.
Wow.
That is strong.
Indeed, and it was in my little village in Wales as well.
Good Lord.
Well, why is Ray Winston in your little village in Wales?
My friend is a movie director, and he made a film with Ray and Jamie Winston called
Dragon Hunters.
Elsie Hopkins. And they were filming, and he was out on the Raz, and I was drunk leaving the pub, saw him smoking, asked him for a cigarette. He told me to F off, you C-word. So I said, well, why don't you F off, you C-word?
Yeah, back at him. Well, right, that's a bit aggressive. It
wasn't even good-natured.
He ended up giving me the cigarette afterwards.
He did give you the cigarette?
Oh. That's
just because
weird.
I had enough friends to say it.
It's like you sort of won him over by blasting him with a C-bomb.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I channeled my inner Cockney.
So did he like say it seriously to you in the first place, or was there a little bit of a jokiness in it?
I think there was just a little bit of banter involved, but because I was so drunk, I just thought, why not? I'll just give it back to him.
I feel like he suffixes most sentences with a C-word. Yeah. He's one of those sorts of guys, isn't he? It's like, I'm leaving a car park. Do you want me ticket, you kid? That sort of thing.
Just a growling noise.
Like, even when he, like a nice gesture.
And then did you have a nice chat to him? And are you best friends?
No, he turned his back straight away.
As he should.
Immediately, yeah.
That's quite a good one, Dafydd. How long ago was that?
This was 2 years ago.
Wow. I mean, to be fair, you've sort of trumped both of mine and Ellie's forthcoming stories, I suspect.
You don't know what my stories are.
No, but I get a feeling. I get a vibe about it.
Mine isn't a claim to fame.
Ours are just rubbish spots, right?
Yes, yeah. People that we spotted. Yeah. Do you see many famous people in Wales? Have you ever seen Charlotte Church?
We had Sienna Miller and Keira Knightley in our village as well.
What?
Oh, what were they filming there?
The Edge of Love, the Dylan Thomas film.
Oh, yes.
Dragon Hunters 2.
That's really
the edge of love.
What village are you from?
Newquay in West Wales.
Shout out Newquay. What's the sort of AIDS and teen pregnancy rates around those parts?
Luckily, in where I'm from, it's not that high, but you go a couple of miles down the road as soon as you hit puberty, it's almost as if it's like a switch will click and then there's a baby in your belly.
Oh, wow. Riddled.
Riddled. Great stuff. Well, that sounds like maybe where I should go to find a girlfriend.
You'd probably fit right in.
Perfect. I'll wear my My Chemical Romance t-shirt. Make some friends.
Dafydd, thank you so much for ringing in and telling us insulted quite badly a celebrity.
Thanks, D-Town.
Maybe we'll speak to you again. If you swear at anyone else who's famous, let us know, Dafydd.
Keep us posted.
I shall.
We're always interested. Thanks, Dafydd. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
He's gone.
Okay. Celeb spot number one.
Am I guessing yours?
Oh, well, you're welcome to guess them. I think you will...
Mine are really niche, both of them.
Okay, I was in Soho the other day and I saw four pretty famous people in an hour walking around the streets. One of them I've seen in Soho before. He does lots of voiceovers and stuff. It's quite a good spot for central London.
Voiceovers.
Yeah.
Voiceovers.
And it's very hard to do an impression of him.
Stephen Fry!
Stephen Fry!
Yes.
Number one,
yes.
Stephen Fry.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, God, how am I going to describe the other ones? One of them, the first one I saw is in a sketch duo, but also does a lot of stuff on his own, hosts panel shows, that sorts of thing.
Mitchell and Webb, one of them?
No. But close.
Armstrong and Miller, one of them?
Yes.
Yes!
It was Alexander Armstrong.
Oh, nice!
That's the third spot.
Yep.
These two were together. I'm just going to have to say it because it's an incredible pairing.
Yeah.
Richard E. Grant and Victoria Wood.
Oh, that's a great one.
Bloody great spot that, wasn't it? Just walking down the road like they were mortals.
Did you say hello to them? Have you ever? I would love to meet Victoria Wood. She's my favourite.
Yeah. No, I didn't, unfortunately. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Your ones are better.
Okay.
Because mine is both quite niche. On the Overland, and I have to tell you because you won't get it, I saw...
Bill Oddie always.
Bill Oddie, with his fleece.
Have you seen Bill Oddie this week?
I haven't actually.
Weird.
No.
Can someone check up on Bill Oddie?
Yeah, is he okay? he's probably on Hampstead Heath.
Looking for birds!
This is what I meant.
Mate, there's no birds on Hampstead Heath.
I saw on the Overland Henry Holland, who is the designer.
That has gone over my head.
He's like one of sort of I don't know, cool dudes. Like, he hangs out with Jamie Winston and the Geldofs and Nick Grimshaw, that kind of thing.
Is he in town for LFW?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine just lives
sort
there,
of on his way to some sort of event.
He had a very good outfit on.
Did he?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was very black and they
were
kind of...
Weird fitting trousers.
Yes, some of that.
Like a cape.
No cape, but that would have been good. He had very natty shoes on as well.
Natty bloody shoes.
And the other person I saw, looking into the same charity shop window
as
that
who?
Bill Oddie was last week.
Oh my God.
It's
Harry Seacombe.
No.
Is he still alive?
It was, and you won't know who this is because you don't watch the show. It was Brienne of Tarth from Game of Thrones. Do you watch that? I'm talking to producer Talia. Talia, do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, but it's on my to-do list to watch. Sorry.
Can someone tell me they're impressed that I saw Brienne of Tarth? Because it's a really good spot.
These celeb spots are dog shit.
No, they're not. They're just more...
I've come in here with Stephen Fry, Richard E. Grant.
You're so obvious. Mine are much more sort of indie.
Yours are pretty good, to be fair. You've spotted a fashion designer.
And an actor.
An actor you'd recognise.
In a very amazing show.
Is it a man or a lady?
It is a lady. She's like this. She's like probably about 6'2".
Whoa.
Bright, like really white blonde hair. She's really striking. And I was really pleased to see her.
That's exciting.
Incidentally, in the same charity shop, the next day, I bought a coat for a photo shoot that I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because I needed a black Mac and I never wore it. Can you take something back to a charity shop?
Yeah, but I don't think they give you your money back. They just take it off your hands and resell it.
But it was £12.
Wow.
I know.
I bought a whole outfit in Primark for that the other week.
Think about the little children who made it with their little poly hands.
I know. I'll take it to a charity shop so it'll help those children when they're old.
Maybe we could do a swapsie.
Oh, okay. But to be fair, that is that coat that I was actually wearing today.
Oh.
Yeah. Why can you wear the Mac again?
No, it's too small. I only did it for a photo thing.
What about when your boyfriend gets back from abroad?
I don't think he's really into Macs.
It depends what you're wearing underneath it.
Okay, this has got gross. And plus, you'd always want to wear something underneath if you got it from a charity shop.
Did they wash them though, right?
Oh, I don't know, sometimes.
To wash them. But they do all smell of...
the same thing, charity shop.
Yeah, mothballs and dead old people.
Dead old people.
Yeah.
As a thought.
Should we just have a minute silence?
For the dead people.
I'm going to pour a little liquor out. Pour a bit of my gin out.
Music?
Yeah, it's probably about time, isn't it? Oh, hello.
Watsky and Tiny Glowing Screens Part 1.
We're into another little bit of Educating Ellie.
Is this one of yours as well?
It's one of mine, yeah. They've piled them up at the top today. And we're nearly into hour two. It's very exciting.
Mm.
Taking on a different tip this time. A bit of sort of hip-hop. Bit sort of indie left field. A guy called Watsky. He does a lot of like spoken word stuff. Very interesting. This one features a girl singing as well, so you might enjoy it on a sort of pop vibe.
Okay.
It's called Tiny Glowing Screens Part 1. Listen to the lyrics, okay? It's got a great point to make about our lives.
Oh, wow.
And how we live them.
Okay. Can I have some gin?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So that was Watsky.
Tiny Glowing Screens. What do you think about it?
One, two, three. Oh, it's gone like static at the end. It was all right.
Yeah.
I don't like the rappy bits of it. It's a bit 90s.
Interesting.
But that's the end at the minute, isn't it? 90s.
I wouldn't say it's a bit 90s, but...
You don't know what you're talking about.
It doesn't sound like current commercial rap.
Yes.
Yeah.
That too.
Okay. Well, that's stopped. But we've 1.5 so far.
I didn't hate
it,
and I hated some of them last time.
Okay. Well, we've got one more, and I think that's going to be the tipping
point. That's going to be the hater.
Yeah. We've had a couple of emails in. Some really tenuous celeb run-ins, just
love
how
it.
We like them.
Yes,
I'm going to start off with small. Mark in Blackburn, he's just said, I saw James May in a pub car park the other day. Kept it simple.
Fair enough.
That's absolutely fine. Stephen from Donny's come straight back to us. He's still listening.
Stephen!
Thanks for sticking around, Steves. He's enjoyed our self-effacing humour. That's good.
Oh,
but he's also got a claim to fame. He said, Michael Stipe from REM.
I know him.
Told me to shut up.
He probably deserved it.
Probably asked him for a cigarette and called him a shut up back to his face. No, it's good. One more. Jen in London. I nearly knocked over Julie Walters in the wine aisle of Sainsbury's when we both went for the same bottle of red. Only worked out who it was after she left. I picture Julie Walters clattering through the wine aisle like her character in Acorn Antiques. Just sort of like shaking and clinking
shop.
Everything.
Anyone for the shop?
that's a good impression.
Quite a good impression of the day.
What else does she say?
I don't know. I just
anything from the trolley? Anyone want some soup?
Very good.
I might try and get that whistle into every S.
Was it you I was talking to yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were doing impressions of old men.
Yeah.
It was like, just every time you speak, you just have to just whistle oh. You. Just say that.
Where are my slippers?
As soon as the bomb started dropping, we went straight to powdered egg. It's actually... surprisingly delicious.
It's a very subtle impression.
Pathos, isn't it, that?
Loads
I've injected a bit of pathos
oh,
into
pathos,
the show.
Pathos, Mathos.
Artemis.
Yeah.
D'Artagnan.
One for all and all for
press
one.
The D'Artagnan button.
We've still got this from last week.
Please, can you press it and immediately make it play?
Yeah.
Yes!
Me and Simon have decided that this is like our warm-up music.
Well, we were dancing around the studio to it before we started.
I still think we should loop it. Oh, and for one.
I think we just have it as a bed for this part.
I'm going to just put it down there.
Yeah.
Talk over it.
I like it. It's very difficult to focus when in my head I'm still singing all the words. Yeah. Going. And waiting for Pat Sharp to pop up on Funhouse. Come on.
Last week, we mused about a feature idea.
Yeah.
That was based on a shit... title.
Let's rerun the fun.
So what it was Simon came up with the idea for a feature called Roger Taylor.
Mm. And we didn't have any idea of what would entail.
We had the idea, but we didn't know what it was going to be about.
So now our new game is thinking up the name of the feature first and then reverse engineering it to think of what it could involve.
So I think the favourite one this week is Taylor Swift.
That is my favourite.
So what we think it might be is that basically I get told to run places to fetch things and I have to see how quick I can do it.
It's like Challenge Annika for the Snapchat generation.
I used to love Challenge Annika.
Can we get a helicopter here?
Yes.
Was that Challenge Annika or was that the other one?
Oh, no, that was...
She did another one, didn't she?
This Treasure Hunt one.
Treasure Hunt!
The one... Is that what it was called?
Challenge Annika, she had like a buggy, didn't she?
Yeah.
A little Jeep
and it was
thing.
Dave the sound man.
I'll go in the buggy. We could rouse the buggy around this Islington industrial estate.
I used to really, really love that show.
So in Taylor Swift, the feature, basically, maybe someone...
give me a challenge.
...gets in touch and goes, during the next record, Ellie has to go to a shop and get... Because there's a couple of shops nearby, and we go beep, play the song, you run swiftly. That's the
I could really
tenuous
do that.
Tie-in.
I thought you were going to make it more like Challenge Annika and like Ellie Taylor has to swiftly like make over
build
an orphanage
a school.
In
yeah.
Romania.
Yeah.
quick
during the next song.
Yeah, during the next song.
Ellie has to do that. You know how we like put the air conditioning on during that last song?
Because it got quite
I
hot.
I think it's pumping out hot air. Feels like it's got really warm in here. Sorry, this isn't something that really involves the listeners, but...
You're just doing...
Just if I just feel a bit... I feel a bit faint.
Is it because you haven't had your sushi yet?
No, I haven't even sat down either. I'm nervous energy. Taylor Swift was a good one.
I like Taylor Swift. Field of Dreams.
Of course.
Field of Burn, Field of Heat.
So many fields.
Field of Burn, it got to be some exercise thing.
Set Me on Fire.
Oh, that could be good.
Yeah. That's just the end of the feature. So the end of the series.
That's the finale.
Yeah.
We set fire.
I go on fire. Field of Burn, yeah, we could have exercise challenges, that sort of thing. People could tell us their hilarious gym stories. This week, I tried to bench 200 pounds and I prolapsed my anus. Dave in Surbiton.
My friend Rachel from uni, she wanted to know what would happen if you turned around on the treadmill.
While it was going?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Guess what happened next, guys?
Did she learn to run backwards really fast?
Bless her. She's from the Isle of Man. They don't have much to do over there.
Not a lot to do over there, is there?
There really isn't.
She probably landed on her tail. Oh, no.
Good one.
Yeah,
have you been to the Isle of Man?
Yes, I did a gig there a couple of years ago.
I really like it. I've been quite a few times.
Yeah, it just seems like a nice place to go and not pay any tax.
It's pretty good for that.
Yeah.
Bloody hate tax.
Oh, bloody tax.
Oh, yeah, Chris Miles got done for tax, didn't he?
Oh, yes.
That's a celeb story.
Yeah, it was another one of those...
cover-up things where you pretend you're a car salesman.
Jimmy Car Salesman.
Yeah. Simon, I mean, maybe the hot air is doing something for you because this is great.
I feel like I need to sub-edit a tabloid ASAP.
Just for the little crap headlines.
Yeah, if anyone needs like some shit puns.
We've got a man for you.
Got them covered. Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy.
Oh, yes.
That I have no idea what happens in that one.
Maybe I just go on dates with men.
Who are soldiers and spies, and I'm in the background being a bit of a tinker.
Putting cling film on my toilet seats and stuff.
I'm just like unscrewing the salt, the lid of the salt shaker, before you get your pasta delivered.
I've never dated a soldier or a spy that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Where is your boyfriend as we speak?
He does live in Russia.
Yeah, he's reporting the news somewhere. Is he? Mm. Is he? Or is he poisoning a Russian government agent?
Don't say that because they're probably listening to Fubar Radio.
The Russian government?
Yeah, Putin loves app
Fair play,
radio.
Actually. Well, the American government are probably listening to this, aren't they?
Hi, Barak.
Hi.
I really like Michelle. I think she's got really good taste in clothes.
Your dog is really nice.
Yeah, and you're bringing up your children in a really lovely way.
I liked, I saw a meme the other day where you came out to do a press conference and you went, just to tell everyone, we're building an Iron Man. Not really. Well, we might be, but that's classified.
Did he really say that?
I don't know, because it was subtitled, so it could have been like a funny joke.
Why was he not speaking English?
No. It was just like a picture, freeze frame, and they'd subtitled the picture like on one of those Tumblr memes.
I say mem. Mem or meme, guys, at Fubar Radio. Ellie at FubarRadio.com.
Pretty big issues.
But I still want to know if you've seen any celebs or, I don't know, bumped into anyone interesting. Can you do a good sound-alike?
Oh, yeah, we've had zero sound-alikes, apart from your excellent Julie Walters already today.
Pretty niche, wouldn't it?
It's also pretty-dated. That's basically one for the over-30s.
Well, I'm not one of those, so I don't know.
What? I saw it on the YouTube.
Santa Gold, this is coming up. Is this one of your songs? Or
no, not one of mine.
Oh, okay.
Is it not one of yours either?
No, I mean, I don't choose anything because...
You are allowed to.
I know, but I'm too busy getting hair appointments made.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe if you didn't pay a person to blow dry your hair, you could get some taste in music.
Oh, I know this. It's from an advert.
Oh, I know. It's from the advert.
Shut up. That's exactly what you were thinking.
It was what I was going to say as well, but you said it quicker.
Don't mock me, Fielder.
Come on, that's what we're here for, isn't it?
This would be good montage music if I was doing...
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and I was running, and then we could patch it all together.
Oh, it would be good. If we were like in a car driving alongside you, running like Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Running to like do a challenge.
To the orphanage.
To the orphanage that you're going to build.
And then there's a montage of the orphans.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
It writes itself. Incredible, guys.
Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder on FUBAR Radio. Santa Claus there and Disparate Youth.
It's a good tune, that.
I quite liked it.
The problem is that you go, oh, it's the one off the advert. They must hate that. I mean, they probably don't hate the
paychecks. Because they've earned a lot of money.
What advert is it off?
I think it's a bank.
I want to say it's a bank. Could be Santander, Santi Gold.
Is that how their banks always do their music?
I'm fairly sure that's how ad agencies work.
All right.
Like, they're not the sharpest tools, are they?
I don't know. They earn quite a lot of money.
They do earn quite a lot of money.
We're sitting here and I'm watching you eat sushi.
Let's not rule anything out at this point. I've only had one little sushi.
You seem to take a lot of time preparing food. I would just have eaten it all by now, but you're like opening it.
It's my Japanese heritage. I like to make sure it's properly prepared.
Oh my gosh.
If it's an octopus though, I'll just eat it raw. Like Old Boy.
Go straight for the beak.
Tentacles. I'll Bear Grylls it.
Now, this section of the show.
Yeah.
Well, it's an interesting one because all we've got written down is literally there's one bullet point. Find Simon a girlfriend. That is this section.
That has actually been written down by our producer. Thanks. Thanks, Taz. I mean, did you write that? Or did Nat write that last
week
and you left it in?
That might have been the case.
It's the talk of the office.
Producer Talia and I are determined to find Simon a girlfriend. By this link, actually.
End of the show.
We're going to resolve it.
It's a bit aggressive, isn't it?
We're going to sort it out.
Not really come up with any options yet, though, so that's what we're going to do now.
Yeah, I think maybe we should do a shortlist.
A shortlist?
Well, you know, we need to work out exactly what kind of woman you're after.
Oh, good Lord. Got to narrow it down.
Yeah.
Right.
Would you like them tall?
Well, I'm 5'9", so I would say probably shorter than that.
Yeah.
Would be fine. But, you know, you add in heels to the mix. What are you going to do then?
You basically want a 5'5".
I suppose you do. What's average girl height? Tal, how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Okay, that's an all right height. Are you in heels right now?
No.
Okay.
No.
Are you stood on a block?
I'm sat on the stool.
You're in a chair. I can't tell.
Oh, are you shutting up, producer Talia?
No, I was just kind of okay, just measuring height.
Okay, good.
You're single, Tals, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you on any online dating?
I have tried one, but I don't think I feel okay about it.
Don't Why? Like it?
No. Just can't. Don't think you can get yourself across, really.
Very difficult, isn't it?
In that context. I don't think you can really show your personality. So it's just quite difficult.
And in my experience, this is going to sound awful, but...
Go.
Girls aren't very good at writing profiles on online dating sites. There,
Why?
I've said it.
Why?
There, I've said it.
What, because they're not funny?
Well, I suppose, yeah, maybe.
But that just means that they're not the right girl for you.
No, that's true. I'm not saying all girls aren't funny, but like, obviously, I've written things down that I think are like lighthearted and fun. I'm not taking it seriously. Whereas some people will write things like, you know, I take no nonsense, or like, I'm outspoken. I work hard and play hard. Well, you can go and work and play somewhere else, because you sound like a bloody nightmare.
But that isn't quite good in a way, because you get to know a little bit enough about them to know that...
Well, I get to know that I am a horrific judgmental maniac, and I immediately go, no!
That sounds fair enough, though, to me.
What, that I am a horrific judgmental maniac?
And also just to dismiss people like that in that way, because you just know that they're not your shtick, love,
I know,
are they?
But do you know?
Yes, because if they were, they would have written something that you would find funny.
Maybe. And don't get me wrong, some people do write things. The annoying thing is, obviously, you've got pictures, and then you've got what they've written, and it's like, you sometimes find one in one column, one in the other column. So difficult to find the overlap of the Venn diagram.
So sometimes they're hot but really boring.
Yeah, it'll almost certainly be the fit ones, the hot girls that are like, I've never really had to make much effort in my life to be interesting because I look nice.
Oh, well, someone's being judgmental.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
That is really judgmental.
Yeah, no. But you can...
It's factual.
Sure.
That's so tough.
She says. Yeah, it can be difficult.
Oh.
And also, I think a dating site from the girl's side is a completely different thing.
Can you read out what your profile is then?
Yeah, it says, Simon Fielder. People say I'm hilarious, but I work hard and play hard. I don't suffer fools gladly. And if you hurt me, my friends will round on you like a pack of wolves. Yeah.
No, really, what was
no
your
messages.
Profile? What is your profile?
I'm going to read it out to
Why
you.
Why not?
Oh.
Read it out.
I mean,
read
I haven't, out. Haven't just got it like up.
You know, he knows exactly what it is. He would have spent hours crafting this.
Of course, but I'll tell you this much: I did write one before, right? And I showed it to another female comedian, and she said, "Yeah, it's funny if you know you."
Was it? I said that about you about one of your photos. I think I said the exact same thing because you had a weird, like a wacky photo, and I was like, if people don't know you, they're going to think you're just a dick.
Yeah, but I think that's probably fine. They should, you know.
If they don't get you, they're not worth it.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm not. We're going to do this on my terms, yeah?
Have you had any awful dates from doing online dating?
Actually, they've largely been fine.
Just fine, though?
A couple of them have been good and have, you know, maybe led to further dates. A few of them have been one date and nothing. I would say there's only been one where during it I was like, this is like pulling teeth.
Did you leave quite quickly?
No, because I'm too nice.
Idiot.
I literally was like, I think I've just asked you questions for about 45 minutes and you've said it's not a conversation. It's like an interview.
And then she went,
do you want another drink? And I was like, yeah.
You should have done the pretending phone call. Oh, boy, the boiler's
awful,
just gone.
Though, isn't it?
But I don't know.
I can't do that.
Have you had any disasters, Talia?
Not from online dating, but just general life.
Yeah.
I've had the same kind of experience where, just pulling teeth. And, you know, when you think the table next to me must be listening in and thinking, oh, God, they're on an awful date. And that's really embarrassing because it's him, not me.
Yeah.
You know.
But also, if it was like, if you're on the date, it's great to look over and go, if you're having a nice date and look at some other people and go, oh my God, it looks like they're on a date. It's going badly. Well, it hasn't got the hot bants we're having.
Okay. What I think we should do is we should create an online little section. On air. We'll do it now.
Okay.
We're going to play some romantic music.
Right.
You're going to speak into the microphone and do a little pitch. And if anyone's interested.
I'm going to pitch myself.
Yeah, you're going to pitch
yourself. Oh, wow. There's no way this could go wrong.
Also, a reason why it might go wrong is that the only music I really have is D'Artagnan.
Perfect.
So that's going to be the bed.
I'll tell you what. You put the bed on. I will read out the myself summary of my OkCupid profile. That's actually what I've written. It just says one for all for one. Musker hounds are always ready.
And Simon.
Weird.
And ladies, if you are single, please listen up. Here is a catch.
Okay. I mean, out of context, this is going to be horrific. But here we go. My self summary. If you like the pics, then really this bit is where I have everything to lose. So let's double down. This is the bit on all the lights have gone out. All the lights have gone out. No lighty. Okay, I like these things. Burritos, New York, Scandinavian TV dramas, indie coffee shops, Berlin, non-fiction books, your red lipstick, mini breaks, but not the word. Portmanteaus, Star Mix, apps, etc. What else do normal people like? Dogs, markets, Game of Thrones, tea. You like tea? OMG! I like tea. What are the chances? It's like I've already lost all patience in it. The part of my brain that should store historical dates or important facts is instead full of encyclopedic knowledge of song lyrics and musical genres no one likes. I like dive bars and rock shows, kung fu movies and comedy, pop-up eateries and whiskey drinks. Only one of these is my job. I'm not fond of early mornings and most of this profile. I'm not a ninja.
Wow.
Thanks. All I'm saying is I've made a bit of effort. Okay.
That's really long. I thought it was going to be like, hello, I'm Simon. I like funny T-shirts. I've got a skateboard. Call me.
Fax me.
That was quite good. I think
get
I might like
MySpace.
That. If I could be bothered to read to the end, I think I would like it.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? You know.
I think that's a really good pitch, Si.
I think that is, but that is me in a nutshell.
Is. Yeah.
Even if you're like, this guy sounds like a dick, then yeah, you probably will think I'm a dick.
Yeah. I'm a bit disappointed you're not a ninja. I'm always sorry about you.
Well, you can see me here, right?
For the right lady, you could be a ninja.
I could be a ninja. I'd disappear inside you.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
If you are interested, if Simon hasn't just blown it,
let's forget I said the last bit.
Because it was going quite well.
I know.
If you know anyone who you think might like someone like Simon,
yeah,
just give him a shot.
Just tweet us.
Tweet at FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
We've probably got some petty cash. We could buy you a Coke on the date.
Oh, nice. Oh, no. It's got to be booze.
All right, vodka and Diet Coke.
Sure. Should be. That should be.
That's my drink, actually. I don't know why I'm coming along.
Are you
going to
be
date.
On the date? You're going to be the tinker on the date.
That's
and
the
I go out with a soldier
date.
And a spy.
Yeah. yeah, get in touch and we'll try and hook Simon up. Maybe it will happen.
Really, really weird feature that. It feels quite like it was jokey, but it's now it feels like it's gone a bit.
Yeah, I mean, if no one replies, it's going to be really awkward. So.
Well, given the amount of emails and replies we get generally, I think
flying through, aren't they?
Narrowing it down to if anyone wants to go on a date with me. Awful. What
get
did you do on the radio show?
Touch.
I just sort of use it to try and ameliorate my love life.
Well, it's a different channel, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah. And I used a French word in that sentence, so.
Educated,
ladies. Je peux parler un peu de français, si tu veux, dans le bedroom.
Sac de poubelle.
Yeah.
Bin
in the
bag.
Rubbish.
Put
in the bin bag. Yeah. Sure. That's what I call mine.
Disclosure there, when a fire starts to burn.
It's feels like quite a sexy record to have after my awkward dating segment.
It certainly does when you're trying to eat sushi still.
Yeah.
Haven't eaten any still. You've opened it and prepared it and again you've got distracted.
One more piece. In Japan, you leave the sushi sitting on a desk for 36 minutes so it adopts the room temperature before eating it.
You're going to get ill.
I've never been to Japan. I'm not a ninja.
Oh, God, I forget.
Remember?
Every time.
Or am I?
Have you had any women throwing themselves at Twitter for you?
So far, the count is a solid zero.
What?
But
are the chances of that?
I know. But they can tweet us at FUBAR Radio, or they can just tweet me directly at Simon Fielder. or just come and meet us outside the studio and we'll go for a quick drink. Can't. I've got to go to a gig tonight. Sols. Had an email in from your friend of mine, Mr. Matt Green.
Oh, hello, Matt Green.
Matt Green was also at the gig of dreams last night.
Well done, Matt. We soldiered through.
We've all made it through. He's still alive today, so good news. He's got a few feature ideas for us. Pretty strong. Taylor Two Cities.
Nice.
That's quite good. That could involve you running to a different city during a record. Or we do it like the Bugle, where I'm here and you're in a different studio in a different city.
I don't know what that means.
It's a podcast with John Oliver and Andy Zaltzman, where one of them's in New York and one's in London.
That's way cooler.
Yeah. But it's very, very scripted. So it's difficult to have this sort of banter, I think, unless you can see each other, so you don't talk over each other. See? Will they? Won't they? They won't. A couple of other Matt Greens. Left fielder.
Yeah.
That could, I don't know, that could be anything, couldn't it?
It's just you go in a field and you always go to the left.
Yeah, or I can only use left-handed scissors for a day.
Oh, that's a good one.
Just a day. Because I am, oh my God, I am scrapbooking all the time. So that would be quite the pickle. My fridge would be, oh my God, it would be so higgledy-piggledy.
Put the scrapbooking into your profile on the dating thing. That will get the ladies.
Just a picture of me sat with like cutting out something from a newspaper or cutting out something from Now magazine. And the final one was Field of Fear and Do It Anyway.
That's my favourite. That's a really good one.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I would say that is an Edinburgh show waiting to happen.
Yeah. Or that's the spin-off TV show that's like a sort of Fear Factor type I'm a celeb thing where it's like challenges. Simon Fielder is a scaredy pants, but in this episode he goes hang gliding off a cliff attached to Jack Osborne.
And then has to go on a date with a strong woman who is 5'11".
11:45 PM this Sunday on ITV3.
They're very good.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
I just did a Taylor Swift, actually. I did a sprint to the loo.
A Taylor Swift could just be our code for I need to go to the toilet.
Swift off.
Yeah. Taylor Swift.
I did it in about 1:20. I
very
got into the loo.
Very leggy, aren't you? Plus, the girls' toilets are on this floor, whereas the boys are down a level.
I still reckon if it was the other way, I could beat you.
Yeah, you could probably take three stairs at a time, couldn't
you? I'm as fast as lightning.
With my little nubs. I'm like climbing up. Like, oh, goodness.
You're an old man when you have your
yeah,
nubs.
Yeah, I'm climbing up the escalator. These stairs are so high. Reminds me of Dunkirk.
Nubs is a horrible word.
Nubs, stumps. It's not great, is it?
It's not very good to refer to yourself as having nubs or stumps.
No. I mean, I've only really got one nub. Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder on FUBAR Radio. Please, please, please stop tuning out. Please stop tuning out in your droves.
That was not good. Have we got any other messages coming in?
No. Oh, we had one about the squirty cream earlier that I didn't read out, actually.
Well, oh, yeah, because earlier I was saying how I saw a man eating the squirty cream in public and he was squirting it onto his hand and then eating it off like a plate.
Thank you for doing the recap, I was going to say.
Thank you. People might not have been listening
for
the
whole... That was over an hour ago. There's no chance anyone who heard that story is still listening.
Maybe Matt Green, I think.
Yeah, Matt might still be here. Just other comedians listening so that they can judge us.
Yeah, basically. Hi there, we know you're doing it.
We love you. Harry in Luton said, in America, you can get squirty cheese... in a can. Would you guys apply that to crackers or just go straight for it in the gob?
I've had such a good idea. They should do squirty cream, but it should be peanut butter on one side and then chocolate spread on the other side.
Oh.
Like toothpaste, and it comes out in different colours.
Or peanut butter and jelly. That's the
yes,
classic,
but jam
isn't it?
Is a different consistency. Mm. I think that might be difficult with the pips.
How do they make that toothpaste that comes out in different colours?
Do you remember a show called How Do They Do That?
Yes!
I used to... love that show. Hosted by Des Lynam.
Was it?
I believe so. And they used to... would ask questions like, how do they make Maltesers without them having like a mark on the bottom? And they, what they do is they basically dry them in like a big like concrete mixer.
Okay, well, my question is this.
Cement mix.
I like toothpaste and I always like to have a clean teeth. How do they make the different stripes come out the different colours? I like you on the scores sports.
Well, Simon...
Des Lynam impression?
I haven't got a moustache, so it's hard to get into the thing. What they do is, because I honestly watched them on the show.
Do you honestly know
they
the
did it on the... on what? How do they do that?
People listening to this are just going, just tell us how they fucking do it!
What they do is, if you cut one open,
that's
all you need to do.
Oh, my God.
But you know when everyone wants to spend £2.50 on
cutting one open? It's got dividers.
It's got dividers. It's got white in the middle, and then either side... there's the different colours.
My mind is getting blown on the radio.
Hey,
right,
let's go. We can buy some... we can do science right now.
Oh, my God. Taylor Swift, during the next song, Ellie runs to the shop,
to buy
and tries
some
to buy some of the squeezy toothpaste. We will cut it in half live on air using left-handed scissors. And then we will tweet a picture of the inside and of my mangled nub. That I've used because I can't use the scissors properly. I'm not. My penis won't be in the tweet, I promise. That's on Snapchat, at Simon Fielder.
Oh, maybe we could be the new hosts of How Do They Do That?
Oh my God, that would be
I would
so
genuinely,
good.
I love that
was
show.
Was it when we were like kids?
I was in primary school.
Yeah.
Did
Fred Dynage host it at one point?
I don't know who that is.
Do you remember a show called Take Nobody's Word for It?
Absolutely not.
Carol Vorderman.
I know
and
her.
And some other science dude.
No.
They would do science. There was a lot of dry ice involved and I don't remember anything else about
How
it.
How do they do that? Is that what you just said?
No.
Oh.
I said take nobody's word for
oh,
it.
Oh, there's one thing called How Do They Do That? And Carol Vorderman was on that. And every show they'd start it with.
How?
Like that.
The sequel was called How To. And it had Fred Dynage on it.
Yeah. Oh, I know who you mean. The guy with the glasses.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
From TVS Television South, where I grew up.
This is, I'm really enjoying.
This has turned into a very retro segment, hasn't it?
Hi, all the youngsters.
Hi, anyone under the age of 28.
Biker Grove. You remember that?
Pokemon. Gotta catch them all.
Pogs.
Again, I don't know.
I used to collect
Pogs. I don't
know
if they had Pogs, the young kids. What do they have nowadays? Oh, remember Game Boys?
They have underage sex.
AIDS in Doncaster. Awful. Kids, stop it. Stop having babies.
It's time for one of your...
Record of the week.
This is a track that you reckon... But I'm not going to lie.
This is going to be a tricky one for you. It's not crazy metal, but it's a little bit rocky. It's a band called Marmosets. They're from Sheffield. There's a sister, two brothers. They rock out. I saw them live last year and they're amazing. I hope you like it. It's called Move, Shake, Hide.
I probably won't, but let's give it a crack
anyway.
Give
it a shot!
Good God, you nearly knocked the microphone with that dancing.
I bloody love that song.
You don't usually hear ladies doing the screaming.
She's got an incredible voice.
I think she's probably got nodules after all the screaming.
Well,
she
can growl with the best of them, let me tell you.
Do you find that attractive in a woman?
Well, the growling is a tough one, but she is a good singer as well. She's like a great front person for the band.
Are they British?
Yeah, they're from Sheffield.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder she's angry.
She's just angry about all the steelworks shutting down. I don't know. They're very young as well, incredibly talented. They're going to be big. They've got an album coming out this year on Roadrunner Records. You'll be excited here. You love Roadrunner, right? Home of Slipknot. Come on.
Oh my God, I hate Slipknot.
Okay. Well, I hope
you hate.
Like...
I don't know any of their music, but I hate them.
They're scary. Scary to look at. Yeah. Okay.
Well, the sort of not so well adjusted kids at school used to like Slipknot.
Hmm. Oh dear.
Yeah. I associate them with.
Should I put it on my dating profile or no? Take it off?
Take it off.
Okay.
Every time.
Maybe we'll get a Slipknot in as one of the my records of the week. One of the ones that's got like a, you know, a nice beat and a tune you can sing to.
I would like that.
You might enjoy it secretly.
But you were right. That was your record of the week. Mm-hmm. That I'm not going to lie. You just did a burp out the side of your mouth.
Yeah, but it's radio, so like you're not meant to narrate that.
But I saw you open your mouth and blow it sideways.
Otherwise, I would have just blasted you with hot salmon. And that's for off air.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, I'm trying to eat sushi when the songs are on. But I was singing along.
Waving chopsticks around at me.
I was jumping around to Marmosets, so I was excited about it.
Can you stop wielding wooden instruments in my face, please?
I'll just hold these two pens
that's
instead.
Much better. Okay. Now, more importantly, we've got a caller on the line.
Yes!
And it's bloody Stephen, isn't it? Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
How are you? Where are you?
Can I just say... I actually agree with you. I can't stand Slipknot.
Thank you.
All right, Steve. Yeah. Come on, mate.
Stephen is a man of great taste.
It's just shouting into a microphone.
Oh, okay. It's more than that.
Stephen's absolutely just shouting into a microphone.
It's a visceral experience. It's about the whole... I'm not going to convince you, I can tell this.
No, you could just try to use the word visceral, so we believe
you.
I'd
like to use big words.
Stephen, where are you calling from?
Harrow in London.
Harrow?
Yeah.
Harrow.
Yeah.
Harrow?
Yeah.
Gets more racist the more you say it, doesn't it? Yeah. Thought so. He shouldn't do it while he's eating sushi. It's turned into a Peter Sellers film.
Oh,
we've lost Ellie.
Stephen, save me. What are you ringing up to do? Are you ringing up to do a sound like, or have you got an amazing claim to fame?
Have both.
Perfect. Let's fill some airtime.
Basically, in school, I used to have a nick. Well, people used to sort of seem to think I sound like Mr. Bean. So I thought, you know, join the joke. So I think I can only say one word, which is It's Okay, I can't do it. Okay. Basically, apparently, if I say it sounds like Mr. Bean. I doubt it, but then everybody in school apparently said it did. So,
well,
that's why
they were generous.
Years, but,
did you have many friends at school, Stephen?
I did actually.
Right.
Yeah, because he didn't like Slipknot. Whereas I was sat in my little cubbyhole listening to. I wouldn't have got that. I'm not going to lie to you. It wouldn't have got it if you just said Teddy.
I'm not.
I can't tell if he's still laughing about the racist sushi London location.
And the burp. Oh. I mean,
it's all adding up.
I think I can do a bit of Mr. Bean in that.
Go for it.
Because he used to do a a credit card advert and he used to go, my flexible friend.
Wow. Neither of those are any good. Both of you absolutely.
I think
ruined
mine
it.
Was better than Stephen.
Yeah, I think there's a reason Mr. Bean didn't talk, isn't there?
Stephen, do you want to redeem yourself and give us your claim to fame then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Although your Mr. Bean impression sounds like Yoda, but okay.
Mm.
Mr. Bean, it is not.
Teddy, I will. Doesn't make sense, does it? I will, Teddy. It's not a verb to Teddy. Okay, Steve, if you could get us out of this comedy quagmire with an absolutely smashing claim to fame, that would be genius.
Civil play.
Okay, well, a few years ago, I was at the British Grand Prix, which is Formula One, just walking around. I think the qualifying had finished. And then I sort of bought some noodles from the, just casually eating my noodles, walking along. I sort of look up and I see Mr. Jake Humphrey walking the opposite way. And then I said hi. And then he said hi, but then he then got lynched by loads of fans taking photos of him as he was walking out. And that was it.
Oh, what? My question is, what sort of noodles were they?
That's the question.
I got really distracted at the noodle part of the story, Steve.
Really?
So it was Jake Humphries, basically. You met Jake Humphries.
Jake Humphries got lynched.
Why did he get lynched?
That's what Stephen said. He got lynched by fans.
Oh, wow.
Really big into Formula One.
Yeah. Does he do news and Formula One? He's sports.
Yeah, he does Formula One now.
I sort of can picture him.
But not anymore, he does.
Not since the lynching. Obviously.
Game over.
Good Lord. Quite a good one, though. It's good that you bumped into him. You know, not that random, because he does do Formula One and you're at the Formula One place.
One.
He's got another one.
Okay.
Pull it out of the bag, Steve.
Yeah. I was... I met Matt Edmondson once.
Matt Edmondson?
Do a show of him, love. Bobbed.
We were sort of scraping the barrel a bit here, aren't we?
Yeah.
Just she's mates with him.
I was also in the audience for the later series of that said show.
Were
you?
Yeah. Oh, Stephen.
The first episode, and let's just say it was the one with Helen Flanagan and the studio stank at the end.
Oh, that's Helen Flanagan.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that Ellie Taylor did not get involved in any of the challenges.
I do, just not the horrible ones.
All right, okay.
Helen Flanagan is a lovely woman.
Oh, okay.
She is a lovely, lovely
Let's put
lady.
That on there.
Just put that on. I want to clarify.
Well, Steve, thanks very much for that absolutely cracking impression.
Thank you for all your continued support.
Yes, please keep
Stephen.
Listening.
We really appreciate it.
Tell all your friends about the app. Let's make this thing.
Sorry for that rubbish impression.
No, I really enjoyed it. Just work on it.
The worse, the better.
Yeah, never do it again. So, thank you, Steve.
You're dead to us.
Lots of love.
No worries. Thanks.
Bye.
See ya.
Oh, that was amazing.
Steve was cracking times.
What a dude.
Yeah, I liked him. Came in with a story, came in with an impression of equal standard.
Rubbish.
Yeah, both rubbish, but that's fine.
But he was enthusiastic,
Simon.
Yeah,
he was into it. He was enthused. We were very enthused as well.
We were. After this next song, we're going to be doing a bit of a TV roundup. I think we'll also be chatting to Mother
Uh-oh.
Taylor. GT in the house.
ET phone home.
Yeah. And
big fan of that feature.
We're also going to be speaking to Tim Chippingham from Holy Moly.
Oh, for the mega scoop on the goss.
All of that stuff.
One question for you.
Yes.
What's your favourite hat? What's your favourite flavour?
I don't know, Simon. Maybe... a raspberry beret.
Partridge links.
I don't know about you, but I'm still reeling about that amazing Mr. Bean impression that Stephen did.
That was probably going to keep me trucking through the weekend.
What a man.
Teddy.
Teddy.
I can't do a Mr. Bits.
Now, what we did last week that was so successful, I mean, everyone's talking about it.
Everyone is talking about
it. Is that we watched a bit of TV.
Watched the Muskets, didn't we?
The Muskets, and then we talked about it. Mm-hmm. And so we decided that we would do that again. We'd both watch something
about it. We decided that, didn't we?
We did decide that.
It was a decision that was made. That, and I said, you know what we should both watch?
Yeah.
That everyone is talking about. It started this week. It'll be a great talking point. It's zeitgeisty. We should both of us individually watch True Detective.
Yes, you said that.
And so I watched True Detective. I, in fact, watched two episodes of it because it was really good. I was excited about it. And then what did you do else?
I ignored the email where you told me to watch it, and then I didn't watch it.
Didn't watch it, did
no,
you?
I didn't.
Didn't watch it.
But the important thing to remember is that I do have a hair appointment booked at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. And the problem is that that's going to tread on your HBO time, isn't it?
The hair.
Yeah. You can't be like, listen, it's all really well, you know, with the water cooler chat. I want to be involved in that. But I also want to look very glamorous for the drinks thing I'm going to later.
Guys, I wasn't really glamorous. Who are you kidding?
If you could see Ellie right now with the headphones on, the problem is the headphones are squashing the hair. It's going to need boofing a bit later, isn't it?
I think I've also got some sesame seeds in my teeth from my sushi.
This is a bloody nightmare.
I've just had a banana. I mean, I'm raring to go. I feel like we're treating this like a marathon.
To be fair, it is 3 hours of this non-stop bullshit.
Top class bullshit.
Do you think we come in here and we read this out from a script? No. All we have is a bullet point that's like, embarrass Simon about his love life on air.
Tell him his shit.
No, the bullet point for this one is TV, True Detective.
And I haven't watched it.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you about it.
I know
I'm not
that it's got Woody
spoilers.
Harrelson in it, and I know it's got...
Matthew McConaughey.
He does a bit of a whistle.
He does actually do a bit of a whistle. It makes me a little bit like
we
this.
Were talking about
I
Matthew.
I think this is my impression of Jodie Foster in Silence of the Lambs.
I haven't seen it, but yeah.
Unbelievable.
Another one.
Harrelson.
And we were talking about Matthew McConaughey yesterday because we're at the same gig and Simon said, have you watched that show yet? And I still said no. But I
so then you went
it.
Home last night
and didn't watch it
and failed to watch it again.
But basically, we were talking about how he was in Magic Mike.
Yes.
Which Simon rates as a really good film.
I think it is a good film.
You should put that on your internet dating profile. Fan of Magic Mike.
Yeah. But I don't want to tilt it too far in the other direction. Soderbergh, mate. He doesn't make bad films. Steven Soderbergh.
All right. Okay.
Well, he's got that blank look, like I've held up some difficult
Sometimes
maths again.
Sometimes you just speak at me and I don't know. You could make up so much stuff and I wouldn't know.
I know.
But I am fiercely independent and intelligent in my own right.
That's why I'm so intimidated by you.
Yeah, I'm a strong woman.
Oh, God.
So get over it.
Can you just cradle me in your arms while I go to sleep?
Absolutely never.
Thank you.
True Detective. So I know it's meant to be very good.
It's about Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey. They play characters, obviously. It's not about them.
All right, okay.
It's also got Michelle Moynihan in it. So it's quite a lot of alliteration between Matthew McConaughey and Michelle Moynihan.
Who's that?
She is an actress. The thing in my head that I remember her from is Mission Impossible 3, the one with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Nothing.
No, she's been in loads of stuff. You would recognise her. I'll hold up a picture. Anyway, it's quite a brooding, noirish detective thriller set in Louisiana. Basically, they... are two detectives, and it's sort of quite interesting because it takes place in two timelines. It takes place now where they're both giving interviews retrospectively, and then the meatus of the show takes place in the 1990s. So they both look like, you know, young, besuited detectives, and then it cuts to them giving interviews now, and McConaughey's all grizzled, and he's got, like, greying hair, and Woody Harrelson's all balding. So it's like they're almost... It's almost like they're both playing two different characters.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's really good. And so it's basically this kind of a murder mystery. There's been a murder, and they try and work it out, but also... there's them now talking about what happened. So we don't know. We're putting it all together. And why are they talking about it now? Something else has happened now that relates to this thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
I'm two episodes in. It's very intriguing. And it's so moody and atmospheric. You know, it's got A-list movie talent in. It's directed by Hollywood directors. So it looks amazing.
I find it really interesting now that loads of, like, Hollywood, like, movie stars are doing TV stuff.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Like, telly is, like, better than movies a lot. That is basically a 10-hour movie.
That's a good way of putting
it. That's what you're getting there. You're getting all the Hollywood talent, but they've got time to breathe. The story can breathe. The characters can breathe. You can really immerse yourself in the world.
You're a real fan.
And he hasn't, Matthew McConaughey hasn't even had his shirt off yet.
What?
I know. Actually, he did in episode 2. Spoiler alert! He gets his shirt off. Luckily, there's also a lady and she gets her shirt off. And
he's a bit skinny
Jesus
at the minute.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's why they breed them in South of America.
It's, I mean, I'm gonna save you the time, guys, and I wish I could remember her name. You'll be Googling her the second it finishes.
I probably wouldn't.
She's also, it turns out, in Percy Jackson, that kids' film, which is quite interesting.
Oh, you really did Google her afterwards.
Of course I Googled her. I was like, who is that?
Wow.
Yeah.
I watched a programme called Line of Duty, which was really good.
Okay.
BBC, caught up on a couple of episodes.
I have never seen this.
It's really, really good.
Is it?
Second series,
okay.
But kind of new cast, I think. It was about sort of investigating police people.
Like corruption?
Yes.
Like internal affairs?
Yes, and it's really good. And it stars Keely Hawes, who was in Spooks and is married to Matthew McFadden.
From Spooks?
From Spooks.
Wow.
She does the number 7 adverts. Anyway.
Okay.
It's really good.
It's like your incidental detail is just a sort of slightly different to mine.
She looks lovely in mascara. It's really good. Really engaging.
Okay.
But it's hard to talk about TV to each other when the other one hasn't seen it.
I suppose.
So that's why we should both probably watch the same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's almost,
next time.
Do you know what would be a really good idea for next week? We should pick a programme and both watch it.
Together. Oh, that's a really good idea. Although one thing we have watched, incidentally, we both realised we watched First Dates.
Correct.
Channel 4.
I accidentally watched it.
I love it. We watched the same episode. It was the one where the woman had bought a little dog along with her.
Oh, God.
I really enjoyed it. I love dates. Like, I find that all really, really interesting.
Watching them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find it weird that it's a TV programme and they have to pay for the dinner at the end.
Yeah, why is that?
I think it's because it brings up the who's going to pay.
Yeah, that was one thing that I did notice. There was one guy on there who was an ex-military man and he was on a date with a slightly older lady. He was like a huge, stacked guy and she was clearly like... Her eyes just glazed over, like she was just the one like, I just want to climb you like Everest and stick my flag in you, but the other way around, and your flag is your penis and it goes in me. But then at the end of the dinner, the bill came and he went, don't worry, I'll get that, which is fine. Like, you know, he's perfectly entitled to do that. And she went, oh, are you going to pay? That's nice. And then he went, yeah, I wouldn't let a woman pay for dinner. It's disgusting. I'm like... What year are you from? That's insane. How is it disgusting? How dare a woman have enough money to... How dare a woman want to go halves? A woman I've never met. This is ridiculous.
So if you're on a date...
He seemed all right until then, and I was like, that's the sort of thing I'd read on an OkCupid profile, and I'd be like, no, you sound like a bellend.
But he probably just wanted to be romantic and then just like went a bit emphatic because he wanted to do strokey-pokey.
It's fine if he wants to pay. That's absolutely his prerogue. But don't be like, no. No, a woman should never pay on a date.
What if you went for...
A woman should pay on a date, especially if you've sat opposite her and just ask her bloody questions for an hour and she's offered nothing.
You're bitter about that particular one, aren't you?
No, it's fine.
No, but you are.
But I'm saying if we do arrange my marriage on air...
Yeah, of course.
We will be going Dutch.
What about... So, not drink. Drinks, you'll just do rounds, right? But if you went for dinner, would you say, shall we split it?
That's a difficult one because it very rarely gets to dinner. No, because I don't like eating on dates. So
I don't like eating.
I will just do drinks for a few.
I think so.
And with drinks, it's just a rounds thing, isn't it?
I hate eating in front of people.
I'll get these. Do you want another one?
Like, if you fancy somebody and you don't want to eat in front of them.
I know. That's
why you just necked some sushi.
That's why I burped and blew it out the side of my mouth.
Will they, won't they? They definitely,
they definitely will not. It's never going to happen. But there's actually been a couple of emails. Come on. Gabby in London. I wonder if Simon has considered that it's his musical taste putting women off him.
Yes, Gabby!
All right, listen, Gabby. I'm not just making this music up, right? People listen to it. Unbelievable. We've got another celeb encounter as well.
Love it.
Rick in Edinburgh says, on my first day working at a posh hotel, I was asked to do silver service for the owner and an investor. I spilt red wine on the investor and then found out it was Duncan Bannatyne from Dragon's Den. Very embarrassed. I quit the next day.
For that reason, she's out.
It would have been so good if he just came into work and went, Amo, and then just left.
That's a good impression.
Of Duncan Bannatyne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're pretty. You know, that's a solid one that you have.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I mean, it's just two words, isn't it? I wouldn't go, who can you do? Let me run this one by you. But then if you did go, I'm out,
I'm out.
Someone would know.
I can't do Scottish.
Someone would know who that was.
I'm out.
You're fired.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, sorry, I'm just reading out an email I've got from the head of the station. That's awkward. Probably shouldn't have read that one on
air. Sent it last week and we're actually in here illegally.
We shouldn't be in here. This is awkward. Yikes. Yeah, so who was your fave on the first date? Sorry, we didn't finish talking about that.
I liked the guy who had white hair. I can't remember his name. He was really sweet. And he was. They ended up together because, you know, at the end they say he ends up together. I really liked that.
That girl who brought in the little dog. Yeah. It was like, oh, God, she's going to be a nightmare. But then the guy who they'd set her up with, I mean, fair play to the producers. They were obviously like, you have to bring the dog. That'll be a great talking point and it'd be annoying. The guy was this that really sort of awful, like,
he was suave, so sweet.
Thought he was really cool, but was an absolute disaster.
I thought it was
just
really
like
sweet.
Said chat up lines out
loud. Yes.
Like, oh, no. It was so cringe. They were both kind of stupid. So it sort of worked.
I think he's come back. I think he's in the last show. We need to catch up on that.
Do the same people go on different dates?
Well, it didn't happen last series, but I believe so this series.
No, I didn't see any of it.
I love it.
That has actually just reminded me of a thing. For a girl I once went on a date with said she had filmed a thing for Channel 4 where she went on a date. I think she might have been in the first series of First Dates.
Look online.
Holy shiitake.
On the other end of the spectrum, I watched a new series of One Born Every Minute started.
I've never seen that.
Don't.
Is it about babies?
It's about women having babies.
Oh.
In a maternity unit, this time in Bristol.
Aye.
It's amazing, but makes you hold your vagina with both hands and go, I'm going to just get a kitten.
Well, I love holding vaginas with both hands. What are you talking about? Is there a lot of sort of placenta? And
you don't know. They're very. It's all about the relationships and the emotion involved.
Yeah, it's not like here's
a
camera.
But you do see, sometimes you see babies' heads coming out of bits. But it's all like zhuzhed out, the rest of it. So you can just see the head coming out.
Why do they zhuzh it out?
Because that is genitalia. And if you.
Yeah, but
not
it's
nice.
Not like sex, is it? It's
no,
the
but
most
still,
natural
well, some
thing
women
in the world.
Might not want that. They might be happy to have the baby's head coming out.
Bit
but
weird.
Implied head.
So when that kid is like 14, they can go, I don't know if you know this. Damien, but you were actually on TV. Oh, when was I on TV, Mum? That's about 14 years ago. That's Martin. Martin, pop the video on.
His mum like squatting on a gym ball naked.
And then it's like,
screaming.
There you go. Wait till all the feces comes out. There's you. There's you.
Apparently you do poo yourself when you
hasn't
have a baby.
Hasn't worked since. Martin basically hates you. All comes out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I hear, of course.
One of my friends is like, that's genuinely what the thing
she's
really worried
about.
I'm
pretty wised up to it.
She doesn't, like, just for that reason, she doesn't want a kid because she doesn't want to poo herself.
Maybe she should go for a colonic first.
That's apparently what they used to give you, suppositories in the olden days.
To shit a kid
to
out.
To make you shit your kid out. Yeah. Just fire it out like a grenade.
These days, they give you proper science, like eat a hot curry or jump up and down. In the olden days, they were just like, here, have some senna. I'm having a contraction. Oh, it's coming out.
Different. Yeah, no, because so you didn't do it.
Same
so
pipe, though.
It was all, yeah,
all comes out the same.
Oh, because you don't know where women
same
wee
one,
from.
No wee out.
Yeah.
You could wee a baby out. I suppose you drank a 2-litre bottle of Evian, wee the baby out.
One of the Evian like, babies, he looks so happy.
Be like a right old treat for him, wouldn't it? Be like a trip to a water park.
Ah!
Good fun.
Oh, outcast. Bit of outcast there,
yeah.
Old school.
Pretty relevant as well, talking about the old baby mamas, being vaginas.
I thought you were just calling me an outcast.
Well, that too. As if you've ever been an outcast, Ellie.
Do you reckon?
With that face.
Stop it, Simon.
You'd only be outcast because you're so tall and people couldn't, your head was in the clouds or something. And they wouldn't, you should have got into Slipknot though. I think you would have found a really nice group of friends.
Will they, won't they? They won't. Now we've got an exciting thing because someone who actually knows what they're talking about is on the phone.
Chippo? Oh, the chipstick.
Chippo. Tim Chippington from Holy Moly.
Yeah.
We never had a meeting about this nickname. I'm not happy about
it. Chippo.
Not a fan of the chipstick.
Not really.
I don't see why you would have a problem with that, to be honest.
It makes me think I'm about to get taken to the school toilets and shown the brown fishes.
Oh my God. Oh my
Nicknames
God.
Nicknames just take me right back to being bullied.
I think that's a place on Hampstead Heath, isn't it? The Brown Pond. All right, no tea idea. Chips. Anyway.
Now, last time we spoke to you, Tim, last week, you were really hungover. But you
I was, yeah.
Have you been to any showbiz exciting parties this week? Or are you
no,
just like a normal
it was the
human?
Enemy Awards last night. I didn't go to that.
Is that not your kind
boring.
Of thing?
No, God, it's the tamest, dullest one there is.
Is it really?
indie people are so dull.
No Arctic Monkeys dropping a microphone or anything?
Exactly. I mean, no.
Wow. Terrible.
Keep it at the Folk Awards, guys. Keeping it real.
It's put the kibosh on that, hasn't it? What about the Kerrang Awards? Do you go to that one?
I don't. I've been to the Metal Hammer Awards. They were
Sweet.
Amazing.
All right. If I keep mentioning it, maybe I'll get
you wanna
an invite.
Get one?
Yeah.
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 Tim, what's been going on in the celeb world this week?
Breaking news.
This go.
Rebecca Ferguson has collapsed on live television.
Who is Rebecca Ferguson?
She's from The X Factor. Was her music that bad?
Gee.
No, Rebecca Ferguson is great. She's one of there's always one or two that's an exception. Rebecca Ferguson is the exception. She's really good. And has kind of avoided all of the usual pitfalls of having been on that show. And very lovely woman, but she was on Loose Women.
Yeah.
And she got to the end of her song and just went wobbly at the knees and ended up kind of collapsing as they kind of rolled the titles over her.
Oh, wow.
At the end. Good of the director not to cut away. Good job it wasn't serious.
Yeah.
The director was kind of thinking, my Alison Cooper moment here, let's stay on her.
Did she hit a high note? What happened?
No, apparently she's had a bug all week and she wasn't properly recovered. That's what she's saying anyway. I think it's just being on Loose Women. I can't understand why that hasn't happened more often.
Yeah.
Because she's wearing tight clothes, and I imagine, and under hot lights.
Could be. It's or like being in the kind studio. Of looking at Jane Moore's face.
Wow, you went there, didn't you? Don't anger the Loose Women.
I fainted a few times on the tube when I'm in tight clothes under hot lights.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Why are there hot lights on the tubes?
It's just hot, isn't it? It's people.
So you just have someone following you around.
Do you know,
with
here's
light.
A top tip. If someone's fainting, don't try and catch them. Their body is making them collapse because they need to lie down.
Put them down?
Yeah, because if you keep people up, sometimes you can die.
But don't just let them fall.
No, catch them and then get them down, but don't force them to stay up or try and make them sit up. They should lie down.
Okay. That's quite a handy tip.
First aid tip.
Thanks, Nurse Taylor.
You're
welcome. Anyway, Rebecca Ferguson's fine, in case you're wondering.
Okay. Good. Oh, yeah, we should have asked her.
She's fine, guys.
Good. Well, that's going to be in the Daily Mail tomorrow.
Good,
all
good
over
Lord.
It.
Based on what I read on the Daily Mail today, that is going to be front page. Unless someone takes this dog
on another on another website, I saw someone who commented under the Rebecca Ferguson story, and they'd just written, publicity stunt.
Like when Gillian McKeith did it, like 17 times
How
in a row.
How do these people think the world works?
We are a cynical bunch, aren't we?
Well, that'll see her record shooting up to the top of the charts now.
Maybe we should do something on this show as a publicity stunt.
Should I just fall headfirst into the microphone?
I'm not sure it works on radio, does it?
It needs to be something vocal.
What if I murdered you on air?
That could work.
But, I'd have to do it in quite a sort of vocal way. Like, I'll strangle you when you're talking.
Tim could put that on Holy Moly straight away.
Could you get that up soon, Tim?
Are you famous?
Well, great question.
Yeah.
I think it would have to be I'd have to murder Ellie because she's got a higher profile than me.
Which, incidentally, is zero.
And when they put the picture in the paper of, the girl, it's always, a nice picture, isn't it? Whereas the ones of me are probably just making faces and that.
Right, I'm glad I'm the victim.
Yeah. Anyway, any slightly lighter news, Tim, rather than...
murder and
work
fainting.
Murder, yeah.
I mean, what kind of news do you want? You want people splitting up? Do you want people getting together? Do you want
people getting
naked?
Together?
Yeah, happy news, please.
Well, this is the thing. Everyone, and when I say everyone, I mean virtually no one, is obsessed with the idea that Dougie from McFly, now McBusted, and Ellie Goulding are currently kissing each other on the bottom.
Ooh.
On the bottom.
That's what these rock and roll types
it is,
do.
The couples do.
Is
it's
that
been
how
a while.
You do it? That's incredible.
I don't know. It's been a long time.
I like that coupling. I think that's nice coupling. She was with the dude from Skrillex, who is like much...
The dude from Skrillex?
Or is he
or
a dude?
The one man.
Oh, shut up.
Literally his name.
Yeah. Skrillex dude.
Skrillex. Yeah.
And he's like quite hardcore and the dude from
McBusted
is
in a metal
not,
band.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tricky.
I mean...
Dougie's a little bit rough around the edges though, isn't he?
Yeah,
he is. He's that one in the band.
He's the old Royster Doister.
The one with the sort of black nail varnish and the sort of moody look. But someone pointed out that they have exactly the same shaped heads.
What?
And I don't know if that's that's something.
Is that how couples get together now?
Whether they do have a relationship or not because of that.
Wow, what, like he's got a little bit shaved at the side?
No, but they've sort of got the sort of long faces, sort of. You could basically cut her face out and put it onto his and it would fit.
Let's
exactly
do that!
Oh my goodness.
Oh, well, I think that's a nice thing. I think that's a very nice thing.
But they're saying they're just friends.
They're not.
So,
They're not. They've been leaving loads of parties together.
Publicity stunt.
Publicity stunt.
And what else? We spoke earlier about Katy Perry and John Mayer splitting up. Simon didn't even know they were together, so it was kind of a moot point on this show.
Maybe Tim can actually chip in about this. Sorry. Earlier we were talking about celebrity couples, and maybe as an expert on this, Chippenham, you might have some insight. Do celebrity couples split up more than a celebrity that goes out or marries a person who is not in the limelight? Is there
any
history of that?
And I'm going to base it on two examples.
Perfect.
Ooh, yes.
Emma Bunton and Jade.
From Damage.
I mean, Jade has been in that band Damage, and I know they're on the big reunion at the moment, but that still doesn't make you famous. But like, Jade has been unfamous for a very long time, and they've been together for a very long time.
Ha.
But I think the biggest proof is Kimberly from Girls Aloud and her boyfriend. They've been together since the very beginning of Girls Aloud, and he was just a dancer on their tour.
Nice.
I think that's quite lovely.
Oh, she's preggers, isn't she?
And she's pregnant now.
Kimberly's
going to
get
to wee out
a baby. You can't
have
both of you famous. It doesn't work.
Weird that, isn't it? It's like magnets.
Apart from Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, they've done quite well.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're doing all right.
But then they did destroy Brad and Jen.
But then Jen rebounded with John Mayer, didn't she?
Maybe that's how you have
but
to
then John
it
Mayer went out with Taylor Swift and then Katy Perry.
Oh, my God. And Katy's on the rebound from Rusty B.
Is he one of those sex addicts that they have now?
Holy crapola, guys. We need a diagram.
There's a lot of interbreeding,
It's a small pool, isn't it? Small pool.
And what else have I got written? My favourite one, that I've got written down here that you want to talk about, Tim, is simply what happened to Sarah Harding's face.
Yeah, this is a question at least one person's been asking this week.
Right,
Sarah Harding. I remember when Girls Aloud first started, Sarah Harding was you know, stunning.
Yeah,
and you kind of thought there was someone who could also be, you know, a top sort of model. She would work, you know, really well on both sides. She's great, and she was a real, you know, party girl. But she had that kind of Kate Moss thing of being able to kind of wake up the next day and look immaculate, however late she'd been to bed, and then. We sort of posted some pictures up on Holy Moly of her going to the ITV studios to be on the Lorraine show. And then someone contacted us and said, well, you said that was Sarah Harding, but I watched the Lorraine show. And there was a woman on there who said she was Sarah Harding, but she didn't have Sarah Harding's face.
Wow.
And actually now, when you look at it, it's true.
It turns out.
She seems to have someone else's face.
It was Nicolas Cage.
I don't quite know what's going on.
Has she had a bit of work done then, or quite a lot of work done?
I wouldn't want to speculate, but I'm pretty sure that you're... top lip isn't supposed to be bigger than your lower lip.
Wow.
That's a thing, isn't it?
Okay. Fish pout.
She's gone ducky.
Oh, no. Mm. She was one of the... I'd say she was top three.
She was really hot.
Girls Aloud.
I saw her in the toilets in Mahiki once.
Did you?
Showbiz story.
What was she up to?
Top three, then that means Nicola number one, Cheryl number two.
It's
always Nicola number one, so don't even argue about that.
Oh, well, that's fine. I don't. Then it'll be okay. We won't have to fight over them, Tim. At the Christmas party, when Girls Aloud are there. We'll be at the Holy Moly Christmas party, right? The GA team will be there.
Oh, for
perfect.
Sure.
I once had to be Cheryl, then she was Cheryl Tweedy's bodyguard for an entire night.
Wow.
When she came to an event that me and my friends were organising. So I spent the whole night by her side, kind of keeping people away, making sure she wasn't too hassled by people, chatting to her away. Met her to do an interview a few months after. It was like she'd never seen before in her life.
Oh
no, that's
and
tragic,
every single time I met her since, it was the same thing. It was like brand new meeting, never met me before.
But was she polite when she met you, or did she just...
Very polite, but no recognition whatsoever. Whereas Nicola, every single time, Nicola will come up and say hello.
Oh.
That's why she's number one for me.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
And she does makeup for pale ladies.
She does.
That's nice too.
I think Kimberly...
Kimberly's gorge.
Yeah, she's really coming to her own.
She's also the only one with A-levels.
Is she really?
That's really
yeah,
like
when we used to interview them, if there was a difficult question, they all looked to her.
Like, he used a word with two syllables. Kimberly, can you translate it for us?
I love Kimberly. Oh, that's nice. She's having a baby. And poor old Sarah Harding. Maybe she's got a baby in her top lip.
Maybe there's something, yeah. Maybe she's got an allergy.
Peanuts.
What did you say?
Peanuts.
She's got a what allergy?
Peanuts.
Okay.
Desky.
But she can't get. But she eats Snickers all day. She can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
It's a vicious circle.
More serious news. Nick Grimshaw is getting homophobic death threats.
Yeah.
What?
It's the One Direction crazies have been at it again. And I'm quite surprised, because it was Nick Grimshaw, I'm quite surprised anyone actually heard his radio show, but they all heard him, his producers say that Louis Tomlinson from One Direction was annoying. So it wasn't even Nick that said it. And they reacted by just bombarding him with homophobic death threats on Twitter.
Wow.
So he went on Twitter and said, hey, 1D fans, I never mentioned the word Louis, so enough with the homophobic death threats. And so they responded to that with more homophobic death threats.
Okay, who's gay in this story?
I think Nick Grimshaw is, I think. But, okay. So
they're being horrible about him because he dared to be a little bit funny about someone in One Direction.
And because he's friends with Harry Styles, so they're all a bit annoyed about that.
I see, and then people were like...
It's just, how did we get to this situation where when you're annoyed about someone not liking your favourite pop group, you say the most vile things you can possibly imagine
Twitter.
To them?
That's also really upsetting that the people doing it, one would imagine, are young and, you know, young girls. That's horrible.
Yeah, maybe it's their first thought. Oh, I better go onto that Twitter.
It's that YouTube tone of voice,
though,
isn't
it? I want to kill them.
It's just that immediate, like, this video is awful. You are a bleep homophobic insult.
I think what we need to do is maybe make Simon say something really bad about One Direction and maybe transfer the hate onto Simon.
Oh, okay. Publicity stunt.
Publicity stunt.
Okay.
We've always been very careful on the site to not say anything about the One Direction fans because they are an actual army now.
I need
the
followers, probably, to be fair. Us.
They could. They really could. They are scary, I imagine.
We're always horrible about the Wanted, though, just to keep some balance.
Because none of their fans are as sort of, they're not as strong.
No, you know. And the Wanted are the worst boy band in the world, so we feel justified.
Wow.
Why are they the worst boy band in the world?
Oh, they're just awful. I mean, look at them.
Look
at them, listen to them. Everything they do is awful.
Who runs The Wanted?
I don't know if I can say, actually, because it might be libelous. But there's a thing I can tell you off air about The Wanted.
Oh,
wow.
I think they were put together just to annoy Simon Cowell, basically, which is why it's all grinding to a halt now, because they've sort of lost the battle.
I get the feeling there's a lot of infighting.
The biggest thing in the world.
I get the feeling that there's a lot of infighting and all of them are a bit egotistical, perhaps, in a way.
Usually,
more than their talent, perhaps.
Really,
I think they're going to be on the big reunion in a few years. Like, they're going to split up soon, aren't they? Like,
next year.
Oh, yeah, I mean it's there. They've already said that they're taking time off to pursue solo projects.
Oh, right.
Solo projects like putting in some job applications.
Oh,
yeah.
Bless
them.
A
bit harsh, isn't it?
Well, we wish them well. I mean, Holy Moly doesn't, but we wish them well.
Yeah.
Tim's like, I don't.
I've got no beef with The Wanted, guys. However, I think One Direction are a bunch of...
Beep! Other things we should talk about. Charlotte Church calls Piers Morgan a prick.
Oh, I love Charlotte Church so much.
We were talking about her just earlier.
We did. We met a real Welshman.
And he was, he was just Welsh, and I went, do you know Charlotte Church? Because I'm unoriginal and racist.
Yeah.
That's basically why.
Yeah.
What happened here?
Well, I don't know if you remember way, way back, Piers Morgan did a sort of documentary about press intrusion, and he interviewed Charlotte when she was 17 years old. But Charlotte filmed the interview herself for her own kind of project that she was working on. So when all the phone hacking trial came out and Piers Morgan was saying, no, I never did any phone hacking, Charlotte then handed her video to The Guardian, which had Piers Morgan telling her that he used phone hacking.
Whoa! Oh, slam, Church! Incredible scenes.
So she's kind of been speaking about that recently, and she remembered the interview, and she said, he was such a prick. His argument basically centred around, you're rich, you're making money out of this, who the fuck are you to question it? I was like, I hate you.
Wow.
I should have done that in a Welsh accent, really, shouldn't I? I didn't want to read it.
Yeah. You told us, he's such a prick.
He's such a prick.
That's
what
quite good.
But,
so is
she
that...
also she also met David Cameron and Michael Gove, and she said, I can't bear them.
Huh.
So there you go. He basically, David Cameron treated her like she was a child. She was part of the Hacked Off campaign,
right.
And he spoke to all the men in the campaign as if, you know, they had a serious message. And when it turned to Charlotte, he just spoke to her like she was a little child, and she just had to be nice to them, didn't ask her opinion at all. So
poor
there you
old
go.
Church. She's been through it, hasn't she?
Was that a recent thing then she gave those tapes across? Because that's really...
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's a great move, Church. A lot of respect for that.
Piers Morgan's got the chop in America. He had a chat show on
CNN. He did. He's unemployed
CNN
now.
And he's got the chop.
Wow.
They worked out it was costing the network, I think, $20 per viewer because of how much money they spent on the show and how few people were watching it.
Well... Naughty.
Well, bring him back to the UK.
And hang him.
Jokes.
No, just jokes. Just jokes, 1D fans.
Just actual jokes. Tim, thank you so much for speaking to us this week.
No problem.
Really appreciate it. And we'll speak to you next week.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Thanks, TC.
Thanks. Bye. Maybe we'll be updated on all of Rebecca Ferguson's recovery.
I know. Well, I'm going to spend a bit of time finding out who she is, but I wish her well.
Okay, well, why don't you Google that, and we'll play a little bit of Missy Elliott.
Oh, okay. During this, I'll get my freak on.
It's not that one, but yeah, good one. Bit of Missy there. Simon's still standing up. I mean, the whole show. the whole show like this?
I'm a stand-up comedian.
Holla.
You're welcome.
Amazing. Now, we've come to the people's favourite section of the show, I would like to think.
Okay.
It's the section where... Is there someone taking a photo?
No.
You looked really scared behind you.
It's because Will was like, what's that noise? My Google search just activated itself for no reason.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. I'm glad you were paying attention
to
the show.
Maybe it's
because
I said, okay,
phone.
Google.
It does it.
It does it.
That's
is the future.
Really,
it's the future, guys.
Turn it off.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, now we've got my mum on the phone to do ET Phone Home,
yeah,
where we ask her about all the things going on in Brentwood. Hello, Mum.
Hello, Eleanor. Good morning. No, good afternoon.
There she is.
Hello, Mrs. T.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm not so bad, thanks. Not so bad.
Great to hear. Very excited to have you on after an excellent inaugural ET Phone Home last week.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so kind.
A lot of people did say it was the highlight of the show, Mum. Indeed, the highlight of their weeks.
Yeah, all, I have to say.
Now, last week you gave us some stellar headlines from the Brentwood Gazette and the Weekly News, so we can find out all the things going on in my hometown of Brentwood that I'm missing out on because I live in the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found some equally exciting things this week?
Well, I have to say that the standout piece this week, and for which I think you might want to come home, is the National Pie Week at the Hutton Junction Pub.
National Pie Week. I wish I'd been sitting down for that.
You see, I know you like a pie, Ellie, so, you know, you might want to come home for that.
Thanks, Mum.
Yeah. I didn't want to say anything, but, you know.
Blobby, blobby, blobby.
No,
he likes
you need.
Pie,
we do.
We,
the Taylor women. We like our. We like our pastry-based foods, don't we, Mum?
Pastry. Love a bit of pastry.
Get a couple of pies, then you fanny up a little bit. Stick thin, aren't you? It's nothing of you.
Are you and Dad going to go to the pie week?
I don't know. I haven't broached it with him yet. I think we might. You never know.
Oh, well, that's good. That's an option.
Pie and ale be a treat, wouldn't it? Lovely evening out.
And what's
there's
the,
a very nice article in the Brentwood Gazette about a lady who had a baby at a bus stop.
Oh.
Classic.
Maybe she just read about the pie week and got excited and...
Well, pop. She might.
Where was the bus stop?
Pardon?
Where was the bus stop?
Oh, it's on the way to Billericay.
Oh, right.
On the way to Billericay. No, she just didn't make it to the hospital.
How old
time.
Was she? What's the sort of teenage pregnancy rate in that part of the world? We've been talking about this a lot today.
A teenager. She's a happily married woman.
Thank
well,
goodness.
I say happily, I don't know.
Why is she getting the bus to
have a husband.
As long as she's got a husband and they're not living in sin. That's
no,
all I want to hear.
Why
not
is she
living
getting...
all but brush, no.
Why is, she getting... Why is she getting the bus to the hospital to have a baby? That's what I want to know.
No, she wasn't. It fools you that. It's typical Brentwood because they put something silly in the headline and really she was just in a car that pulled into the bus stop lay by to have
oh,
to
it's probably going to put a picture of Paddy McGuinness next to it. Suggest he's the father,
no,
Mum.
Paddy McGuinness last week. Guess who's on the front this week?
Jim Davidson.
No. Steve Tyler of Aerosmith.
What?
My lookalike-y.
Yep.
What's he doing?
Basically because they're building a tunnel for the new Crossrail and he sang a song apparently called Walk This Way.
What?
What?
It's so tenuous. I love it. It's like word
they get,
association.
They're getting worse. I say, ever since they had this new editor, he looks about 12 from his picture.
Oh.
I mean, I don't think he ought to be allowed.
Mum's gone libelous.
Oh, my God. We've got beef with the Brentwood Gazette now.
Right, that is Mum's opinion, not that of Fubar Radio. I'm sure he's very competent and excellent at journalising.
No, don't go too far.
All right. Okay.
He's put Steven Tyler on the front.
What is the front cover of the Brentwood Gazette or the Weekly News?
That is Steven Tyler.
Oh, it is.
Singing, accompanied by a wolf, singing Walk This Way.
Are you sure it's not your daughter?
It's me and a wolf.
No.
This paper sounds like my favourite local paper. It's got, if you were like, what would you like to see on the front of a local paper, Simon? Steve Tyler and a wolf. We've done it. We've nailed Brentwood's nailed it.
It's like they've
can
got
you tell me the connection with the wolf? Because I don't know.
What is the wolf?
What does the caption under the photo say? This is a wolf.
Steven Tyler and a wolf yesterday.
Image shows Steve Tyler to walk this way. No, it doesn't say.
I've no idea. You might have to read the article and see if they mention a wolf.
Oh, I'm not going
to
do that. Okay.
Just the headlines. Let's move on.
Anything else? Is there any roadworks we need to be aware of?
Well, I'm very worried about my pothole.
Oh, yeah.
That one next door to our house. It's like a chasm. I mean, you could lose a chihuahua in there.
Well, women of a certain age.
Simon was just rude.
I'm very sorry.
I didn't hear, so that's
Thank goodness. Don't listen again. Everyone else, listen again.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with the pothole.
How can we get your pothole filled, Mrs. T?
No, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do it yourself. It's rules. You have to wait for the man to come along with his shovel.
Don't you let any strange men come near your pothole with a shovel, Mum.
It's been a while since I've put my shovel near anyone's pothole.
Oh, poor Simon and his shovel.
It's flat at the end.
What?
What? Very thin stalk.
My mum is on the actual phone.
Sorry, I forget.
You do?
It's fine. She won't understand. We're talking in awful euphemisms.
I think she understands
I think
that.
She does.
She's a very intelligent woman. She was on Jeopardy, weren't you, Mum?
I was on Jeopardy and I won.
Mum was on The Chase last year. She won $4,000.
Things that fill potholes for 100.
A man with a shovel.
2 hours.
Yes.
Amazing.
We should maybe do a quiz section and get Mum to do it because she's the cleverest person I know.
And you've got family history of Generation
Game. Questions.
Yeah, you can do the questions and you can give me and Simon a quiz.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Oh, goodness.
Good, because we do need to fill up this show with something and we haven't done much.
We're
so
filling in on a lot of hours next week, yeah. So we've got a lot of time
to
fill.
It's like a pothole, this show.
It's ever widening.
Ever widening, and
when people go past it, they get really annoyed and their cars break.
Yes. Just like that.
Yeah, exactly like that is what I was going to say.
Do you have any other hot gossip for us in Brentwood, or have we peaked with Steve Tyler and a wolf?
There are lots of little cats that need rehoming, Ellie.
They're probably in the bloody pothole, aren't they?
Pardon? No, they just need... They're abandoned.
Well, Mum, get one. I've been after you to get a cat for ages.
Or just bung them
in
the pothole.
Yeah, could do.
I'll fill it up with cats. And then tarmac over it.
Mum, have you seen that new advert for McVitie's biscuits? Where instead of
I saw that last night and thought of you.
It's have you seen this, Simon?
No.
Instead of these women are getting because women love biscuits and cats.
Sure.
So they get biscuits, but instead of biscuits out of the packet,
little blue little kittens come out.
Oh,
and
wow.
They're really cute, and then I want to eat biscuits.
And
that's
cats.
How it works. And I want to
eat. I just want to eat a little kitten
as well.
Yeah, you just want to do the pussy cat.
That's my voice. It doesn't happen the same with children.
Oh, no.
Just the kittens.
No, chuck them in a pothole.
Silence. Call the NSPCC.
Sorry.
Mum, thank you so much for talking to us this week.
That's all right, darling. You're welcome. I'm pleased to be your correspondent.
I love it.
You are Brentwood correspondent.
I'm not going to be able to...
I've got my black vest on with press written on it. You know that, don't you?
I hope you've got a trilby with a card in it.
Thing in it. Yeah. Let's get one of those made. We'll get it over to you. We'll get a picture.
Tweet it. At Football Radio.
Yeah.
All right, Mum. Well, I'll speak to you soon.
Bye-bye, darling. Love you.
Bye, Mrs. T.
Bye. Legend.
She's gone.
I cut her off
before she got a chance to say goodbye to me.
She didn't want to.
No.
Can't believe you made jokes about euphemism about my mum's pothole.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I really found it funny, but also was disturbed.
Cats and potholes.
Kettles and pot.
Furry pothole.
What?
What?
Really, we need to move on.
Yeah, let's definitely get past this.
Okay.
ASAP heels.
I think what we're going to do is play some NGMT.
Whew, have a little breather.
Time to pretend it's... Well, it really is nearly the end of the show.
Shit.
I think after this we're going to be chatting to Jarrah Christmas.
Yay!
Who is the next dude up. But let's enjoy this right to the
end.
This
is another sort of advert vibe, isn't it?
It is. Phones.
Yeah, it probably is.
MGMT there. It's Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder on FUBAR Radio.
Hello!
We've come to the end of the bloody show, haven't we?
Wow.
I know.
It actually rocketed by today.
I've really enjoyed it.
I think it's because I've been standing. I just feel like, we're going.
I'm standing up for the last link because I think I need to bring the energy
already,
back.
Already, the energy's gone, shot up.
I've put the mic at the wrong level again and doing the stooping thing.
Yeah,
why
are you stooping? You've got to Gallagher it like that.
That's a Gallagher.
Sometimes.
I feel like we should not be talking about this nonsense when we have a special guest in
the
room.
I know, he's what's brought the energy up.
Yeah, he bloody is. It's only bloody Jarrah Christmas.
Ayo.
Oh.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Oh, no.
I was just joking.
What
I couldn't even
like?
Keep that going.
He's
couldn't
such a Joshua. Have you ever thought about doing comedy?
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes. Not often.
No.
Jarrah, how's it going?
Pretty good.
How many shows have you done so far on the old FUBAR?
Oh, I am probably 5 shows deep now.
No
five shows deep. Yeah, I've been smashing it all week.
Daily?
Yeah.
On the daily.
Yeah. Daily and, Tom singing it.
Hello.
And we haven't heard, well, I haven't heard Jared's show, have you? Simon?
No, I don't think many people have, to be honest.
My mum probably has. She's a keen Foo Bar fan. She listens to it going around Tesco's.
Oh, nice.
That's actually true.
Fact.
It's got an iPhone.
I'll be honest, I think my show is best heard whilst walking around a
grocery
supermarket. Yeah.
Yeah. It invigorates you, doesn't it? When you're sort of like just walking around. You could be listening to Run DMC.
Yeah. And it's just, you can tell by the way people reach for the mangoes.
Yeah, I can always tell.
Yeah, you're like, oh, someone's listening to REM. Because they're going really slow because it's night swimming.
Oh, I was going to say Everybody Hurts.
Oh, there we go. One.
Yeah. I feel sad even thinking about
that. We were talking about the other day about songs that are the definite signal of the end of a house party. And REM Night Swimming.
That would be one.
That's a great one.
If that starts playing and you haven't hooked up with someone, it's like, I get it. I have to
you
leave now.
You need to get
all
the
right,
bus.
I'm leaving now.
Yeah.
All right, see.
Ron. Yeah. So if people haven't heard your show, like moi, what are like the top features in it?
Top features in it? What have we got? We've got the bullshit detector, one of the guests or myself will tell two versions of the same anecdote, and you have to figure out which one's bullshit.
I like it.
Like that.
We've got workplace confessionals, where people message in, forgive me, FUBAR Radio, for I have sinned. And then they tell us some dodgy stuff they've got up to at work.
Anonymous.
Like this.
Job. These are good feet. Are you writing these down?
Yeah, we'll just do it.
And then we debate whether they should get forgiveness or not. And we pretty much forgive everyone. But there was one guy we didn't forgive who was a wedding DJ, right? And somehow before starting his wedding DJ set, made out with the chief bridesmaid, right?
Strong.
But then ended up sleeping with the mother of the bride.
Whoa,
it's not even finished.
What?
And then still, after all of that, pulled a bridesmaid. Yeah.
Dude.
And I said, the 15-year-old part of me is kind of like, you're awesome.
Yeah.
But the rest of me, which is the largest part of me, is going, I think you ruined someone's wedding.
That is quite bad.
Yeah. What? Yeah. I mean, that is incredible.
So we didn't forgive that guy. We didn't forgive that guy. But I know. That's a lot of energy.
Yeah,
energy.
Really.
When you're there doing a job.
Yeah.
He's also working.
Who's going to be announcing the buffet's open?
Imagine if during this show, one of us had popped out, had a little bit of fiddly diddlies in the other room.
Most songs are 3.5 minutes.
Maybe that could be what Taylor Swift is.
Go for a Taylor Swift.
Yeah. We were trying to work out. We got the name of a feature, but we didn't know what to do with it, which was Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's so it. You found it.
You get your end away.
I get my end away quickly.
Doing
in the
Taylor
toilets.
Swift. Or is it? Are you not trying to find out what any musician name could be, like Taylor Swift is for that sort of thing.
Oh, because her surname is Taylor.
Hi, Ellie Taylor.
Feature title.
Right. Yep.
Feature title.
Simon Fielder. Don't you've seen him? Yeah. His face before.
Hello.
Yep. Seen him.
14-year-old boy in skateboard.
Yeah. Jason Cromwell.
Crack face.
There we go.
Yeah.
Crack face. Sure. That's what they call me.
Yeah.
But when you were younger, though, you'd snog loads of people in one night.
What?
Right?
People did.
I was not one of those. You'd go to parties and like be, how many boys did you snog? 5. Oh, I snog 7.
Yeah,
I think
because you're a girl.
Yeah.
But blokes would do it as well. You'd queue up
most
and snog
blokes
each other.
Were coming away going, I snogged one girl, and then his mate would go, I snogged the same one, and they'd be like,
that slag Ellie Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, I was only kissed.
I had a Taylor Swift with Ellie Taylor.
Yeah. Some boys I knew would snog a few girls in a night. I would be lucky if I'd snogged one.
Yeah, me too.
It was
in
always
a month.
Multiple. And I was always, that's why I was always riddled with tonsillitis as a child.
Riddled.
As a teenager.
Riddled with
tonsillitis. Because I was snogging boys all the time.
You grew up in Doncaster, right?
Similar, Essex, yeah. The Doncaster of the South.
Same vibe.
It's tonsillitis. I didn't think tonsillitis was catching like that.
I think if you press your tonsils against
another person's tonsils.
It's just gross infection in ming rat, isn't it?
Ming rat.
Dirty little boys.
Tonsillitis?
What?
No.
What?
Tonsillitis is when you run down and you've got a cold and shit.
No, it's not. Tonsillitis is an infection.
You can get it by like coughing and stuff.
Yeah.
Or by snogging. Tonguing.
By licking
snogging
someone's
throat.
Pashing a dirty teenager.
Pashing.
Pashing. That's
why
a good one.
I've had to give up pashing teenagers, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
What's about time that you did?
I haven't, though, just to put that out.
We're trying
but you still look like a teenager, though.
Well,
so.
You say it in a nice way. She says it in a bad way.
You look like a 14-year-old boy. Where's your skateboard?
Yeah, to be fair, Jared is dressed in an Adidas Star Wars hoodie and a San Francisco 49ers
baseball
cap.
You are both kind of man-childs, aren't you?
He's got a child and a wife.
I'm a child man.
How old is your child?
I've got two. 2 and 4.
Whoa. Yeah, see, suddenly this proposition, I'm pointing at myself.
Yeah, not so good, is it?
What? I don't think Simon wanted it to go there.
That has massively backfired.
I thought it was going to go the other way.
I really expected it not to go that way.
We're trying to find Simon.
I think the life you're leading is perfect, mate, and you shouldn't panic about it.
Thanks very much.
Things will happen however they happen, and you've just got to live your life how you want to live it.
I'm just out here on these streets grinding every day.
You'll find someone.
Living life, yeah?
I mean, even Hitler got married, so you'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be all
right,
mate.
They never proved what I did to Jacob in that park.
He only had one bollock as well. How many bollocks have you got?
Well, one of mine is in the Albert Hall at the moment.
Right.
But they're just, it's getting lacquered. And then I'm getting it back next week, so it should be fine.
Oh, that is going to be a good ball, man.
Yeah.
Jared, does your wife perhaps have a single friend that Simon might hook up with?
No. Okay. What do you like?
Oh, no.
Hold on. No, I think, there's a 14-year-old girl that she sometimes sees on her commute into town. No, that was a slam.
How old are your daughters?
Not old enough yet, mate.
2 and 4.
But if you keep those youthful looks.
Give it like.
I'll be honest, my 4-year-old. In 16 years' time, if you still look like that,
10.
I would not. And you came knocking on the door, I'd be like, Simon, this is weird. You're going out with my daughter.
But I still moisturise.
Yeah.
So I still look pretty good.
I wouldn't. Immediately stop it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I would grip your hand really strongly.
Or my mahogany testicle.
No, because I know how hard that is.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to fuck about with that.
Yeah.
Mate. Sprain your wrist.
Yeah, not interested.
What a dad you are, offering out your children in a few years' time.
Because he knows I'm a good egg.
Quite a few years.
Yeah. He's 16, and to be honest, he's not going to keep these looks for 16 years,
Whoa,
is he?
It's all I've got for the time being.
That's what I'm banking on.
He's struggling already, to be honest.
This really took a turn. Really,
I know it did.
Really got a bit snipey.
Is the name of the show "Have a Pop at Simon"?
That's
no,
the
but
subtext.
We haven't really got a title, so that would be really
maybe.
Good.
Maybe we need to spend a minute just bigging him up because he is quite short.
Wow!
Oh,
he's wearing his Comedy Store T-shirt and he's brought the big guns out.
Let's turn it into a roast.
Come on, guys.
Of Simon.
Yeah, spit roast.
Whoa.
I would have liked it if it had stayed quiet a bit longer after that. No, I'll just be Taylor Swift about things.
Hold on. Doesn't that mean you're going to go off and bang someone?
Yes.
Himself.
You can't just change the meaning of...
It's confusing. I know it's quite technical. Yeah. So, we had my mum on the phone earlier and she was talking about the large potholes in her house and Simon was making euphemisms about my mum's pothole and I was not happy with that.
I'm sorry if you're still listening, Mrs. T.
She will be listening.
It was quite good natured. You know, it was sort of bawdy.
It's only because of how wet it's been recently.
Stop it. Mum, turn off. Mum. Mum, there's someone at the door.
Disengage.
I think the problem is she can't turn off.
Stop. Stop. Mum, go. Jared, seriously. You don't know my mum.
Smouldering.
Sorry, Mrs. T.
Oh, I like that. Mrs. T. It's like your neighbours. They always do it like that. Have you got an exciting show coming up, Jared, then?
Action-packed. I've got two Kiwi lads. It's going to be very Kiwi heavy.
Who's on?
We've got Reese Mathieson and TJ McDonald. When I say it's going to be Kiwi heavy, it's not going to be exclusive about New Zealand stuff. It's just Kiwi accent.
Because that'll run out, won't
nice.
It?
Yeah, so it's going to be a very sexy show for the ear hole.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness.
That ear hole is going to get
Mrs.
moist.
Maybe Mrs. T should stick around.
You back off, sunshine.
Back off, my mum. Which part of Essex?
Brentwood.
I was down in South End last night.
Nice.
Yeah. It's not too bad. I like South End.
Any pothole situations?
Quite a few, yeah. Quite a few. made a few myself, if I'm honest.
Hello, Taylor Swift.
But I'll tell you the one place in Essex I'm not into.
Yep.
And I'm not afraid of saying it.
Go.
Pitsy. Horrendous. Horrendous
place. I
don't
really know Pitsy.
Wow, I can't believe you've called them out live on air.
I have. And if you're listening and you're in Pitsy now, you'll agree. Because essentially they went... Someone showed up in Pitsy and said, we really want to call this Shitsy, but no one's going to go with that. What's close to shit? I know, a pit.
Yeah.
And Pitsy, it almost sounds like Pixie. And Pixies are cute and magical.
He's got
and
cross,
Pitsy
isn't he?
Is
he's
the
got,
complete
we could, I think
opposite.
We could just leave now and then he'll just
Sorry.
Kind of go straight through into the next show.
That's all I've got about Essex.
We've ended quite sad, I think.
Let's not end with slamming Essex.
No, we were meant to big up old Simon.
Nice Simon, you're so there. Fit. I love your face. Yeah.
I like the James Dean-ness of rolling up your T-shirt sleeves.
Thanks.
And I like you could have gone for the option of putting a cigarette packet in there, but you haven't because you've got healthy lungs and you're looking after yourself.
I mean, he's eating a protein bar right there.
He's
halfway through it.
The hair on his head is amazing. It's almost as good as the hair on his ass. Almost.
On that note, my friends.
Less gel.
I think it's time for
Simon. I'm also
Simon.
A real person.
You are, and yeah. You have lots of thoughts and feelings.
Thanks very much.
And they're all valid.
Not just a piece of meat that you can Taylor Swift whenever you want. Guys.
Yes!
I would pay Johnny Cash for that.
Hey, oh!
We've had a lovely time today. Thank you so much for joining us. Simon and me are actually back all next week.
Oh, God, it's going to be big.
Doing a daily show, 4 to 7. That's 15 hours.
15 hours?
Do you know what this means?
Of Taylor Field
next
action.
Next Tuesday, we get to do this handover thing.
OMG.
You get to hand over to us. You're going to be on the other side of the desk.
Amazing.
It's all coming together. But stay so tuned beautiful. For Jared Christmas. Let's get some Maximo Park. Have a lovely day.
See you next week forever. Bye.